Blog Talk Radio.
Do you hear it? It's live now.
I want to show all of my haters love. This song for you. If you had it like me and I was in your shoes, I'd probably hate on me too. See, when you're getting big cash back, all the haters hate that, cause they hate to see a big successful. I want to show all of my haters love. So why wait for you? Like, good morning. Hey, 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 haters.
Day, I'm feeling like I'm Ice Cube. I'm waking up like can't nobody mess up my mood. Knowing I'm a boss, I'ma do what I choose. If I was you, then I would probably
hate on me too.
If it's true, then money is time, then watch this. Ain't trying to run out of time, so I purchase some watch.
How we doing tonight? I'm going to hope everybody's having a glorious night like Lulu's having. We're live on location at Lulu's Smoke Fest, Turkey Palooza 2012. I'm not actually in the studio. My man Daryl Mass is actually running the studio for me tonight. How are we doing tonight, Daryl Mass?
Man, I heard it's Turkey City down there in the Lulu's Boulevard.
It is Turkey City, and we are knee-deep up in turkeys, and I've had nothing but problems. But we're overcoming them. That's just what comes when you're cooking 2,000 pounds of meat. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be an all-night, and we have a pretty good show lineup tonight. If you want to call in, call 347-202-0263. That's 347-202-0263. If you want to call in, be a part of the show. Whiskey Bent is supposed to be calling in. Jim Berg is supposed to be calling in. Chris Chadwick is supposed to be calling in. Then we got Daryl Mass, the king leader of Barbecue Superstars. That's all your hosts on all the Blog Talk Radio Barbecue Superstars Network. They'll be on tonight. You can call in off of them, Holy Smokes Barbecue, if they get some service. They're heading out to Suwannee River for the weekend. So if they get some service, they're going to be calling in. And you never know who else is going to be calling in tonight. I got my co-host on, Troy Frass. How are we doing tonight, Troy?
Shoot, man, doing great. Got one addition there. I know it's going to be calling in. We're going to have the famous Brad Kay from Lang Smokers will be making an appearance here in a little bit.
Yeah, don't forget about Brad Kay. He was on the show last week. He'll be with us this week. He's got a pretty amazing story to tell again this week, except it ain't about him. It's about my co-host about down at Cummings, Georgia. Isn't that right, Troy?
Well, there's always two sides to every story. Remember that?
We'll get in that later. I promise you, we'll get in that later. How's your week been, Troy?
Oh, it's been great. Been great, man. Been beautiful weather up here in southern Middle Tennessee. Looking forward to the weekend. Looking forward to tomorrow. Going to have a big turkey day. That's about all I'm saying right there. You know, you just can't beat it.
You cooking any turkeys? You just cooking for your family? What's going on over in Tennessee?
No, I'm taking it off, and I'm letting Mama do all the cooking this week.
I wish I could do that, but you gotta make it money.
I'm just gonna sit back and do the eating, not worry about the cooking for a change. Sit back and watch things and enjoy it, watch some ball games, eat some good food, get my belly full, you know, and just have a good time, enjoy good times with family.
That's what we're going to do. Hopefully I can, after tomorrow, I usually pass out about 3 o'clock in the afternoon from staying up all night. So we'll do that, and then hopefully Friday I'll get a day off, and then we'll be back at it Saturday. We got anybody else on the line right now, Daryl?
Yeah, I believe it's the organizer of the biggest contest at the end of the year now, just because it's going to be the finale. And what's going on in Calhoun, Georgia?
We're going to have a big party up here in Calhoun. We want everybody to know it's our first annual Calhoun KOA Smoking Up the Campground, and it looks like we're having some Smack Talk Showdown. I've been out promoting this. I've been to 14 cooks meetings, but just recently we found out that Three Eyes is coming, and because Three Eyes found out that Munchin' Hogs won last week, and so if we have enough teams, I guess we need 43 teams, then Munchin' Hogs has a chance. to surpass Three Eyes. And the Mapat Montreal told me put him right next to him. Put him right next to him. He wants to look in those Three Eyes, and he wants him to see what he's seeing. And he said they're going to go head to head. So we're actually letting people know it's going to be great. We're just in North Georgia. The weather is beautiful. It's being held at the KOA campground, so everybody gets a campsite. We've got regular bathrooms and showers, not porta potties. It's going to be a good event. We're looking for another 6 to 8 teams. I've got 41 right now. I've got enough room for 50 pro teams along with the backyard side that we're doing. So if there's some teams out there that are on the fence and thinking about wanting to come out here, have them head out here. Barbecue TV is going to be out here. I heard Daryl, I'm not sure for sure, I heard that he was going to come out here. So it's going to be a big event. It'll be the end of year event, and it's going to decide the championship.
So we're going to have a showdown down in Peachtown, huh? We've got Three Eyes Barbecue, got Munchin' Hogs Barbecue at the Hilton. It sounds like it's stacking up to be a hell yeah. Can I get a
I got Parrothead coming in from South Dakota. I got Cereal Griller coming in from Virginia. Then, of course, we got BBQ and Warren County Pork Choppers, Smoke on This, a lot of the local teams, Pitbulls Up in Smoke. So we got a lot of the local boys coming, and we got a lot of the out-of-state guys. Four Butt Stewin, he already dropped his trailer off from the Pig Jam down in Florida. On his way back, he come right by here, so he dropped off his trailer. It's already sitting here ready to go.
Yeah, there's a couple teams out there you just now named off. You're going to have to watch a couple of them. Danny Kugel, Bubba Latman, dear. I mean, you got several of them that's going to be coming in. I mean, you know, ain't nobody going to give up just to lay down and give up a fight just so Three Eyes and Munchin' Hogs can win. I know they've been doing good this year, but, you got to kind of roll the dice on that one.
Well, that's what happened. And actually, I got a call from Warren County Pork Choppers, and he told me, he said, I don't care what they say. He said, I'm 20th in the points, and I want to be on that banquet. He said, I want to be up on that stage. He said, I'm coming there to win your contest because I got to protect my spot. They're all coming.
Warren County Pork Choppers finished out pretty good, I think, a week or two ago. I can't remember where at, but I know they had a good finish.
We got Steel and Brewing and Crewing. He's coming. Old Plantation. There's a whole bunch of them coming. So it should be quite a shootout. We have Dale Wilson from Pirate 50 is doing all of our trophies. They're all custom made trophies. Really, really unique trophies. So it's going to be quite a show. So if anybody's out there and still itching to cook one on the East Coast the last time of the year and get their grill out before they put it away for the season, we'd love to have you. The form, if you go to www.smokinguptocampground, and it's smoking is spelled without the G, .com, we've got all of our forms. Or you can reach me. My direct number is 706-307-9129. We'd be more than happy to answer any questions and get anybody signed up that's still interested in coming.
Yeah, Pyre 50, he does some amazing work. I know you're all excited to have him. Daryl, you want to talk about that a little bit, about Pyre 50?
Yeah, I went down to Pyre 50's workshop and hung out with Dale, spent the night with him, and he's a big-time artist, folks. You know, he can look at a logo or he can look at just the team name, and a whole lot of people just start busting at him through the seams. He had a thing called Nautica Q that he made a ship porthole for, and we watched him cut it out on the video. I did an hour-long video with him, just all the different steps, and you know, by the time he brought it down to National Barbecue Cup and gave it to Nautica Q, it was just amazing, beautiful. And I tell you, when anybody walks out on that competition site and you got one of those Pyre 50 signs out front, you know, they're going to see you first. You're going to jump out. You're going to be out. And, you know, you might not be as cool as Troy for then, you know, but you might be able to hang in there with it. What do you think about that, Brad?
Right now, I'm off in there for a minute.
I said you might not be as cool as Fraz, but you know, if you got that sign out there to help out.
Oh, yeah, I ain't
Daryl, you got one, don't you?
I got one. I made it all the way across the country. And, you know, we'll give a shout-out to the National Barbecue Cup. We wouldn't be sitting here talking about this big finale in the Calhoun Valley if it hadn't been for that big competition last week that Randall Bowman set up.
Yeah, the cup dinner should have tightened things up in that points race with Munchkin Hogs getting the grand champion and Three Eyes of Las Vegas Phoenix in the 36th spot dinner and overall. So that should have tightened things up.
Man, I tell you, I freaked out when Munchkin Hogs won that thing. What was you thinking, Braz, when they called out Munchkin Hogs last name? That's the last name.
Just kind of blowed me away. It wasn't the one that I thought, because you really didn't hear them get a bunch of calls, you know. They just had good consistent finishes all out through there.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't the team I was expecting to get the grand, but I guess when you finish up there in the top, you know, 15 to 20 in each category, don't think that, you know, it makes the overall come out good. Because they only had one top 10 call out of all four categories. They had third place in brisket. Everything else was in the top 20. So that kind of shocked me a little bit, but you know, consistent always wins the race.
It does. We got us another caller. 573-233. Who's that? 573-233.
Did you put me on there?
Yeah,
let's go
and say hey to
who
it was.
I was calling in to see what y'all doing.
Okay.
What's going on, brother? You coming home from the power plant?
Yeah, I'm coming home right now.
That's good, because I got a bunch of turkeys you need to get on.
Yeah, I got to come home and do your job.
That's about right. That's exactly what I got.
Then I got to go back and work my 16-hour shift.
Oh,
so if y'all can tell, I ain't in a good mood.
Somebody's gonna take up Cobra's slack.
That's right. I don't do nothing. I'm just a face. I just look good all the time. That's about it.
That's
good. Oh, yeah, we got us another call now. BK Barbecue. I got to bring him in. What's going on, BK?
I'm just waiting on the storytelling to begin.
Well, let's go ahead and get that storytelling going. Go ahead and tell that story, Brad K.
Y'all got no langs out there, do you? Y'all got any langs we can borrow?
Yeah, there's one in Tennessee.
BK's so good, he can run two to three to four langs at one time.
Well,
yeah,
I wish we had 2 to 3 to 4 langs right now.
I know,
yeah, we got
grill days at one time early in the morning.
We got one grill down, got one grill cooking, got my grill master guy, mechanic, working on the other one right now. He's getting me some parts. Let me ask you this, Brad K. Let me ask, are you there, Brad?
Yes, I am.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, I'm here.
So let me ask you, did you get any of that extra prize money that come off of the second grill you was cooking on? I heard you was cooking on two grills down there.
Yeah, I actually was cooking on three. I had two. But a buddy of mine got trashed.
We won't say no names or nothing. We don't want to talk. We don't want to say any names. But I know you was
so
cooking on a
Fred,
brand new
Fred,
lane.
Fred.
Yeah. I really wanted to have my 84. I wanted to sit on 84 for that weekend.
Yeah.
But I had to drop my 48 and 36. But I ended up firing up an 84 too. And me and the senator, we took care of Fred. Brad wasn't moving around too good that morning. I left him with two beautiful ladies.
He had too much milk and cookies, didn't he?
Yeah, it was saltine crackers and milk, actually. there were some saltine crackers involved. I think that's the only thing they had to eat anyway. Other than that Brunswick stew they made up. But, you know, it was a good night. I got there about 5:30 in the morning, and there wasn't no movement over there in that choking and smoke tent. He was just gone, worthless.
Oh,
What's your input on that track on Fress? Well, let's hear your side of the story, Fred, and see what you got to say.
Well, you see, the Cummins trip was a good trip. We had a good location, had a good setup. We had bare knuckles a few stalls down. We had one of my all time favorite PTA golfers had Stuart Sink in behind us, so it would have been trip
there. I don't think I want to be set up next to bare knuckles again.
Let's get on that subject right there. Tell me what went down there. Let's see what happened. What was he talking about? What was the big old boy down there grappling about?
He was grappling about damn ashes coming out the fire barrel, and he's kind of grappling about the music and my smoke was coming out of 36. I don't know. He just had a few complaints there.
What, was he grappling about the lane?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he said he was getting some ash. I don't know. I thought it might have helped his chicken out. Turns out he beat some chicken, so it might have helped him out a little bit. I don't know.
Would you end up beating him in the end?
No, I never got close to him, but, you know, he's... You better leave that fire barrel alone when it comes to turn-in time. Oh, yes, Jim, I know. But
hey, it was cold. We had to stay warm.
We still love him and all. I guess he thought we were inconsiderate neighbors. Maybe we were. I don't know. We had to
know. It sounded like y'all had a grand old time down there.
Yeah, pretty good. I showed up with two boxes of vodka. Tequila, 4 gallons of tequila, 2 bottles of Grand Marnier, 8 things of Tropicana orange juice, and just all kind of other stuff. We had a margarita party Thursday night, and, you know, I'll let Fraz tell you about our dinner of champions.
Well, go ahead and tell us, Fraz, what was the dinner of champions?
Well, it was we had a little late night run there. We decided we'd make a Waffle House trip. So I don't know. I think it was probably 2
Waffle
in the morning
House
or
trip.
So.
You didn't eat what Brad K ate last weekend, did you?
Well,
you didn't eat the Danny Kugel special, did you?
Actually, I got to witness it all go down. I mean, I've really never seen two people eat about 9 plates or 10 plates between them at a Waffle House. But they actually circled the top of the menu and said, "Bring us all that." Not just together, but each of us. And the only thing left on the plate, I believe, at the end of the night might have been a piece of toast.
Yeah.
Piece of toast.
I didn't eat my toast. I didn't eat my toast.
I'll tell you, it was a good night. Not just that to say. I mean, got to give hats off to Cummins, Georgia, for hosting such a good event. Randall Bowman's putting it on. And look forward to next year's event. It's always a good time. Maybe Lulu's can make that trek from Missouri over and come down and just see what all does down there.
That's a big old drive down that way, boy. That's a big old long drive. I have to make some money. Have somebody get a personal driver drive me down there. Hey, Aaron, you still on the line?
He dropped off, man. I'll call
him
back.
He's already got off. He jumped off quick. He didn't know what he was getting into, did he?
No, he didn't.
No clue.
I was waiting for the toilet paper to come up. Huh?
What else is going on tonight? Uh-oh. Somebody's making a phone call.
I'm here. I got disconnected.
Oh,
hello.
Okay. He was trying.
This is Aaron.
So I thought I'd call you back.
What's going on?
Hey.
We're just talking about you.
Oh, okay.
Did you get to hear the rest of the conversation we had?
I heard some of it, and then my cell thing dropped. Signal.
Did you see what you was getting yourself into?
What's that?
All the trash talking and all the partying.
Okay. We're ready. We're ready for it.
But you said you was gonna have a beer garden and some concerts going on.
Oh yeah, we got live entertainment and a poker show, a car show. No, we're ready for it. And the good thing about this is all on private property. So it's not on city property, it's not on county property. It's all on the KOA campground property, and my wife and I own it. So we can be a little bit more liberal here. We don't have to have, you know, quiet times and stuff like that. They can go all night long. We're actually going to have a bonfire. I've got a huge bonfire pit out here. We'll have a bonfire going the whole time. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Well, if he's a little closer, I'd make the drive down there, but I don't see that one happening this year.
Well, we got them coming from far away, so we figure we're going to show them a good time in Calhoun and put on a good show for everybody, and hopefully we can continue this and do it every year and make it a big one.
I'm going to have to check it out next year. Troy, you up for making a drive next year?
Oh, yeah, it's not too far from my house. I'm really thinking about going to look at the schedule or see how next weekend, this week goes, and going to try my best to maybe make it over if you don't fill up on us before next week.
Well,
it's only about 2.5-3 hours to my house, so we're going to try.
Oh, that's not bad. We'd love to have you.
I talked to you over in Cummins about it a little bit.
Okay.
See how things go on, and we're going to try to make it there.
Yeah, it kind of exploded these last couple of days. We've been inundated. And I talked to Randall, and I talked to John Hale and some of the other organizers and stuff, and they all told me the same thing. They said, don't worry. They'll all show up. They'll wait till the end, and they'll all be there. So it's been quite a surprise. We're excited about it, and we're getting prepared for everything, and we're getting ready to put on a good show. So we're hoping that everybody gets taken care of. We know we're not going to have water and electric problems. That's at least a good thing. This campground's wired with, I got 100 sites that all have water and electric, and I got 50 amp, I got sewer, we got Wi-Fi signal. Most of the sites even have cable TV. And for all those SEC fans out there, the judging will be over by 3:30 in the judging room. I have a 9-foot screen with a 1,000-watt surround sound system, so you won't have to worry about missing the football game. It will be broadcast in the judges' room on the nine-foot screen.
Hey, Daryl, can I get one of them big? You know what I'm talking about. Can I get one of those?
Let's do a big 1, 2, 3. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Hell yeah. You know it. Yeah, we were actually, when I first started promoting this, everybody was saying, you know, that's SEC Championship Week. I said, don't worry about it. We'll show the game. You're not going to miss nothing. We're telling the teams, you know, they can come in as early as Thursday morning. And some of them are staying and leaving and going to leave Sunday morning. It's not a problem. They can actually leave on Monday. We close the campground for 4 days when we plan to do this. This is our slow time of the year anyway. So we're ready for it. We're ready to handle it. Anybody who wants to make the drive or still interested, give us a call and let me know, or check out the website and the forums and everything are all there. We want to have a big old showdown. We've been out promoting it and we're ready to handle it.
Man, Franz, I just got to ask you. You don't know the senator's phone number, do you?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Hey, if there's some way you can get it to me, get on Facebook, give it to me, and I'll dial him. We need to call the senator in on this.
No, we don't.
We need to put this state house meeting in session.
Man, I really like to go to Calhoun, and I thought a lot about it, but I'm going down to Sebring, Florida. and I'm going to do a little fishing for a couple of days. I'm going to do that contest at Sebring. The FBA, I'd like to have a few more FBA points also. And I'm nowhere near getting any KCBS points, really. So, I don't know. I'm going to go down the FBA route and go down to Florida for a few days.
FBA, huh?
Yeah, the Sebring.
You need to come to. You need to come to. You need to come to Calhoun. Florida's nice, but this is where the action's going to be.
I'm sorry. I just can't. I really like the FBA cooks. KCBS has got that lettuce stuff in the boxes, and you only got that 30-minute window. And I really, really like the FBA cooks.
Let me ask you this, Brad. I've never done an FBA cook. What do they cook there, and how's it go? Because I don't have any idea.
They cook the same four meats. It's just they got an hour between turn-ins, and there's no garnish available. And the weekend after that is the FBA Triple Crown event, the Invitational. I hope to go down to Sebring and tune a few things, and I got to get that FBA profile. If I do well there, it'll give me a lot of confidence going into the Triple Crown. So I really want to go down there. And I mean, FBA, KCBS has been fun, and I've met a lot of people from all over the country or whatever, but I don't know, FBA is where, my heart is. I consider myself, an FBA cook, so.
Hold on just a minute. Hold on.
I just prefer.
We got Jim Bird from the Monday night radio show. What's going on, Jim Bird?
Not much, guys. Just got back from eating dinner.
How's it going, Jim?
We're doing pretty good. How about y'all?
We're rolling pretty good. We've discussed quite a bit of things. We're all having just a big party, basically.
I heard my man Brad got on there, and I'm going to give him a shout out too. How you doing, Mr. K? Brad, you still there?
Hey, Brad.
Hey, is he still on, Brad? Daryl?
Yeah, he's on. He got a good connection. He lives way out in McCormick, South Carolina. If y'all have ever been out there before, there's a city called Greenwood. You go about 30 miles down into the woods, deep down into the woods, and you'll come out to a little clearing, and they'll say McCormick, South Carolina, on the side of it.
Take the grand champion money and buy him a new damn phone is what he needs to do.
Hey, now, here's one thing that's really cool tonight is Brad Kay and Jim Berg always went head-to-head in them SBNs, and it was Brad one week and Jim the next. But Jim done went down there and won the whole thing. And team of the year, SBN, Jim Bird. What do you think about it, Jim?
We're laughing about it. We went down to the boys' backyard. Geology was nipping out of hills and summer swine and bike catering. Backyard. Yeah. Competition. And there in the February, they have the Wine and Food Festival. We'll be featured in their magazine. And then the Harbor Town Inn is going to put us up for 3 nights free to enjoy the festival down there. So it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, Jim, you're becoming a star. Did you see your numbers on Monday night?
I have not. We picked up a job. Hot on it, and like I said, that was probably my last time. I go down to help Brad. I don't know Triple Crown, but that'd be a force to be reckoned with. But hook it up with Brad, and we went in next Triple Crown. I'm in good shape. I'll do a little trailer, and we'll go from there. We'll start up for next year in February, and like I said, I'll still like that cooks and stuff and get some things worn out. I start my chicken and ribs towards the end of the year and got to get some you know, looking forward to a little R&R, get some of my real work done, and good duck time. That's like my schedule for y'all.
Okay, BK had to call back in. Go ahead, BK.
Can y'all hear that? My brother's bitching all the time. Can y'all hear him bitching over the radio station?
He tired, man. He got all the turkeys to cook.
Yep. He's being a dickhead all the time. Always being a dickhead. Every 24/7. Don't get business with your brother. Always bitching.
Does he know we're on national radio?
I'm
not doing
ratings right there. Huh?
Does he know we're on national radio?
He don't care. He bitching 24/7. It don't matter. Don't matter him. He bitching because I ain't got nothing done. I got everything done. I ain't worried about it. I got a grill went down. I got a guy working on it. I can't help it. Shit. So how y'all doing tonight? I'm doing great.
Hey, BK, you back on, buddy.
Brad, you need my phone, Brad?
He might be trying to talk and he ain't getting through. Oh, wait, he's called in twice. I got him on the board twice. I didn't know that was possible on the same phone.
This ain't possible in South Carolina.
How'd you do that? Well, anyway, if anybody's out there listening, you want to call in and be a part of this show tonight, you can call in 347-202-0263, and you can be a part of our live festivities.
Well, let me ask you, Calhoun, did you ever expect there'd be so much publicity? Jim, how many people do you think is going to be listening to the results show down there in Calhoun on the 1st of December?
It's going to be quite a lot, cause like I said, with the two teams battling out for Team of the Year in KCBS. You know, if the word gets out that y'all going to be broadcasting live, I'm going to be listening to it. You know, it's, I mean, you're looking at thousands of live lessons. I mean, literally, it's going to probably be bigger than the Jack. So, everybody wants to know that first little bit before the scores even come in across the computers. Got to come down to Georgia and mess with the Georgia team. So, you know, that always throws a monkey wrench into some of them.
Yeah, we never thought it was going to get this big.
Well, it's timing and everything. You know, more than, like I talked to Daryl Monday night, more than not, the Team of the Year has already been settled for the most part.
Right, and that's what everybody's been saying.
Well, I remember when Brian Gray was going for Team of the Year, I think, in 2009, 2010-1. He was going up against Munch and Hogs at the Hilton Cancer Sucks Chicago. And he called him up and said, y'all going out to Arizona? Yep, crap, I go out to Arizona. You know, he can't leave it sitting there, you know. And that was the way I was. I had one team that could possibly catch me if they ran the board. Well, if I went down there and placed, you know, placed in two categories or one category, it was mine.
Right. So you got to do
that. Like I told Daryl, I said, I went down there. I knew my pork was good because Jan could quit eating it. So I knew it. But the ribs, we picked one really good rack, and we went through four other racks, and they were okay. And she's, well, I picked one rack. You picked the other because she usually picks the racks, and there's two or three that are real close. I picked one I thought was the best one, and, you know, hell, we ended up winning first in ribs, too. So it was
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
So we
it should be we're looking forward to it. It's going to be pretty exciting, just with all the attention coming on us with this and with everybody wanting to come out and see what happens.
Well, your
and
contest.
It's a big thing. Go ahead.
Your contest is definitely on my radar, but just completed my 33rd contest for the year in four different sanctioning bodies. I felt like I need to take a little time off.
One more would do you good because you know you're going to get some rust on your grill if it sits around too long. So it'd definitely be a good thing to come out here. It's gonna be a good one. We actually were just featured. This whole tournament was featured on the front page of the local newspaper today.
That's great. I mean, you know, for like I was telling Randall and whoever puts these on, you know, when you get the community involved, I mean, it's got nowhere to go but up. And you know, really, like I said, I hate to see communities lose a really good competition, you know, just because of lack of enthusiasm or you know, lack of participation. But you know, you get a community involved, I mean, it's win-win for everybody, and everybody has a good time and make money for the charities, and you know, and,
yep.
and you bring things in.
Well, that's what happened. I ended up getting invited to be on the board of the United Way, and I've actually done barbecue benefit dinners for the United Way at this campground each year. And so this year it just got a little bit bigger, and so all the proceeds from all the benefits and everything are all going to the United Way. So it's they're pretty happy, and they're all going to be out here and supporting it. We've got, I think I've got almost 30 teams already entered in the People's Choice, because we opened it up to the backyard teams too. So we're gonna have a whole lot of people. We've got advertising. I've got the two local radio stations. One's going to be out here Friday night doing a live broadcast. The other one will be out here Saturday night doing a live broadcast. We've been advertising on the radio locally for the last 3 weeks. So we're hoping for a big crowd, and we're hoping for a couple more Cook teams to come in here and fill this field out and make it a real shootout.
Randall Bowman just put out that he filled out his application because, you know, the Calhoun event deserves a full event for all the work he put in. And Randall, we appreciate, you know, Randall supports everybody, and old Randall Bowman's just a good guy.
I tell you that. Randall put on a good thing, and I saw Randall almost at as many events as I did promoting his contest. And I know he's tired. He had told me he was thinking about coming. He was thinking about it. He wasn't sure. But we sure do appreciate if he's going to come out here, because I know he just got done. And I know, as being an organizer, what you go through, and I didn't have near the teams that he did, so he had a whole lot more to put into it. But he's a great guy. We've gotten a lot of information, even just talking to him and what we needed to do between him and John Hale and to help make this tournament successful. So that's great to hear. That's great news to hear. We want to see Randall here. I was trying to get Jim Stansel to cook, and I was bugging him. I saw him up at Cummings, too, and stood there for a while and still trying to get him to come up here. But I don't know. Maybe his stuff ain't good enough, and he don't want to compete with these people. I don't know.
Yeah, probably so. He might be scared to get some ashes on or something.
Yeah, but who knows? Maybe Jim will change his mind and come out and see us. No, he knows I'm kidding. I've actually talked to him, spent some time talking to him and seeing about the next year having this be a GBC event too.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing too. Cause like I said, a lot of your teams barbecue for that.
And we had decided it was past his deadline initially when we decided to do this event. And I got to actually give Dawn Enderitis is the one who picked the date. When I called her late in April when we decided to do this, and I said, Dawn, I've got this campground here and we want to do a barbecue. If you were to pick a date, any date in the year, when would you pick a time to do it? And she's the one who actually picked these dates for me and said, this is when I would do a barbecue. And so that's when we decided to do it, and it's worked out good. So we got to give a thank you out to her, because she's the one who helped us get involved with it and helped us get the dates and get set up with it.
Like I said, it's a good time because, you know, a lot of the season's winding down. You got a lot of people still trying to get a few points here and there. So, you know, it's a good time of year to have one. And really, it's not overly cold this year, thank God, but.
I'm standing outside now in a t-shirt. It's gorgeous out here. It's been, matter of fact, tomorrow is supposed to be in the mid-70s. We're going to take our motorcycles out and go take a practice run on the poker run, since I'll be here for that and I won't be able to go out and ride it. But it's really gorgeous here. It's nice scenery. I got all these huge pine trees. It's not a big empty vacant lot. So it's a really nice place to host this at, And we're really happy for all the teams that have already come out here and already signed up, and the ones that just started doing it, and anybody else out there, because we've really gotten into this. I've really enjoyed what I've done in the different meeting all the different teams, and like I said, I went to 14 Cooks meetings to promote this, because I figured I'm a promoter by nature with the campground. And I figured if I took it to the Cooks and I went to the meetings and I showed them that I was serious and that I wanted to have a good competition, that they would react and that they would come and they would show us. And that's what's happened, and it's nice to see. So we're planning a big thing for them here, and we're planning on showing everybody a good time and hope, you know, the best guy wins and I get to go to the grazing table and get to have some good barbecue.
Well, I'll tell you what, let me throw a suggestion in here. I'd let National Barbecue Cup have the GBC Championship, but I tell you what, we could promote Calhoun as the KCBS finale and do the, you know, the big national championship every year right there in Calhoun. What do you think about that?
I think that's a wonderful idea. That's what we were hoping. When we heard that this was happening this year, that's what we said. We would love more than anything else for this to be, and Calhoun's a growing community. We're very involved. My wife and I are involved with the Chamber of Commerce and the Ambassador and the United Way and everything else. And Calhoun has really opened up its arms to us to do this. When I first went and 4 months ago approached the county to even just to get them to do the beer garden, and again, it's a very tough thing here because it's never been done. I mean, a lot of people live in these places, and we came from Chicago. You know, you had beer gardens at every festival. It was a natural thing, but it's never been done here. And we're doing it to show the people of Calhoun that it can be done, that this can be done, that everybody's not going to be sloppy drunk, that it's going to be under control, and that we can really have a good festival. And so they've really, really been behind it. The United Way, we've gotten a lot of support from a lot of different agencies, and a lot of different volunteers are going to be out here helping us. So it does. It takes the whole town. I might be the spokesperson, and I'm the one out shouting it out, and that's why I dye my hair purple. I've got long purple hair, and everybody out there recognizes me at all the Cooks meetings. But it's all marketing strategy. And this is what we wanted to happen. We wanted to have a big showdown, and it looks like it's going to happen. So we'd love to have this every year.
Well, I tell you, imagine, and you know, it's like Randall Bowman said, it's so fitting that the national championship would be settled in Georgia. And you know, one thing about Georgia, and you know, all you KCBS teams, our Kansas City teams, check this out. Every sanctioning body in the country, pretty much, that's a major sanctioning body, operates in Georgia. And they compete in them all in Georgia, and it's so fitting. What do you think, Jim? Jim Bird, what do you think about the national championship being settled here in Georgia?
Well, I mean, I think that'd be good because, you know, Georgia's an up-and-coming state as far as the amount of wins that the teams do and everything. So we're getting a lot more teams from the Midwest coming over here, and you know, they're bringing their A game. You got people from, you know, like up around Maryland and Virginia with Cereal Grillers, and you know, Free Eyes and Chicks Fine Bovines. They're making their down through here, and they're finding, you know, we got some very good representation of really good barbecue teams around this area between North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and. I'm not going to say they hit a brick wall, but, you know, we give them all that they ask for. And several Georgia teams place in the top 10, no matter where, you know, really, truthfully, anywhere on this side of Mississippi. So they're consistently doing that. So for it to have here, I think you get a really good mix of teams with the flavor profiles that each team will bring into it. And they kind of, you know, just kind of see which teams are going to come out on top. You know, I know I did notice that you did take a few teams from the Christmas on the River in Demopolis are coming up there instead of going to that one. You know, that's definitely a thing. Usually down there in Demopolis, somebody has to die or whatever to get into that one. So the good thing
what they all told me, that yeah, that we – that wouldn't hurt because of the fact that Demopolis sells out, and that's how it is. It's one of those ones that you have to. But we, South Fork is coming. Smoke on this. Danny, I was on his back for 4 or 5 times, and he kept telling me, no, I'm going to Demopolis. No, I'm going to Demopolis. And then one day when I was out at the Rome one, he says, you know what? I'm not driving to Demopolis. I ain't paying the gas. And he grabbed one of the forms out from me and started filling it out. Same thing with South Fork. I knew he had paid for Demopolis, and I know he was. I believe he has sold his Demopolis entry because he sent me his entry today to come out here. But yeah, we would love more than nothing else to make this a big event, and we can expand as far as land. I've got 19 acres here, so it's something that if it got big enough this year, we outgrew it. We can by next year we can hold more teams. We got a lot of land and we got a lot of facility out here. So we're prepared for it, and we'd love nothing else to have the national championship decided right here in Georgia.
Well, that's the big plus about what you've got up there is you can fit more teams if you have to. And,
yep.
You know, next year and the next year after that, you know, it's going to be pretty impressive. You know, the amount of teams that are – yeah, you got several teams going for different point races you know, and so then to be able to get into a 300-point contest at the end of the year at the drop of a hat, yeah, it's going to happen. And
yep.
Besides, when the northern teams find that out, you know, and they've got nothing to do for 2 or 3 weeks, you know, they say, hell, let's just take a long weekend and go down there and do that. When we come back, be the last one of the year, you know. So
mm-hmm.
You open yourself up for just a huge array of teams to come in and
And the other thing we did that a lot of the teams weren't aware of and may have wanted to do before, Force 2 and Butts did and Smoke Me Silly, but when I was at Cummings, I told any of the teams that lived up north or lived further away, if you're coming by here, drop your camper off, drop your trailer off, drop your rig off, save the gas money, drive home for the holiday, and then turn around and drive back, and they'll be sitting here waiting for you.
Daryl, I hate to break in, but there, you know, you're talking about wondering if I looked at the show ratings or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just went back and looked at my Butcher Barbecue interview back in July, on July 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
It was over 1,000 archived.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Over 1,000.
You know, Jim, you know, I just want to tell everybody it's Thanksgiving weekend. Jim Berg came on and Whiskey Bent and Chad Ward, Whiskey Bent. I love you, Chad. I don't talk to Chad that much. I try to leave Chad alone because he's on television a lot. Chad's becoming his own individual great star. But Chad Ward came on Tuesday night. He stuck with it. He stayed with me. He led the way. And then there was this guy named Jim Berg, and, you know, it's Thanksgiving weekend. And I love you, Jim. And I tell you, Jim Berg came on Monday night, and Chad Ward and him hooked up. And then we had some people that fell off because they weren't really radio people. And we got Lulu's now. Lulu's went
What's
down
going
to
on,
the
buddy?
Jack.
I'm back,
you know,
on.
Between,
back on.
Between Lulu's and between Jim Berg and Whiskey Bent, this thing, I don't know what happened. Lulu's went to the Jack. Now, Lulu's, you don't know this, but you went in there into the corral. You got you a damn table. You set that thing up. You took over the place. You know, you made us look good. I went up and tried to get my thing to go up on the hill, and she never would even talk to me because y'all done got it sent to you. And y'all three on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday have come in here, and you didn't even realize what you were doing. But ever since Jim Berg, Whiskey Bent, and Lulu's, y'all three have hooked up. Jim, I tell you, I never seen these many people listening. I never seen these people hanging around. And Jim Berg had more listens on Monday Night Live than I've ever had on any regular weekly show, just a regular show, than we've ever had. And you know what? Barbecue Superstars is not about what I'm doing. It's about what you teams are doing. And it's about Jim Berg, Whiskey Bent, And, on Thanksgiving, I just want Chad Ward to know how much I appreciate him, how much I love him, how much he means to Barbecue Superstars and Jim Berg, Lulu's, all three of y'all. And we had the big three, which I thought was the big three, but now that Lulu's has come in here, now we really do have the big three, and it's going to be fun to watch. You know, now after January 1st, Jim, I mean, everything doubles and triples because January 1st to July 4th, that's when all barbecue happens. I'm talking about, people are buying. People are, everybody's trying to get back into barbecue so in March they could go back and do their big thing during the week. And shoot, Jim. Jim Berg, he might have won the SBN, but he's won barbecue superstars too. And Jim Berg is a big winner. And if I had to point to anyone catalyzing an event to make us move this far, it would be a good old fellow from Killer Bees and Jim Berg. And, Jim, I just want everybody to know, and I appreciate National Barbecue Cup. I mean, we've hooked on to them. They've hooked on to us. And it's funny how little pieces come along, and we're becoming a family and a very powerful force in barbecue. And I just appreciate everybody. And, Jim, on Thanksgiving, I just got to say I'm thankful for Jim Bees, the Killer Bees, for Whiskey Bent, and the guy named Chad Ward, and Lulu's. And, hell, I don't know your name. I always call you Lulu because it's you and your brother Cody.
Yeah, you just call me Cody or Lulu's. It's all no big deal. It ain't no big deal.
Are you Cody?
Yeah, I'm Cody.
Oh, okay, you are Cody. Okay, and I'll tell you something that really helped Barbecue Superstars. Is I was standing up there with Sin City Smokers shooting that big old super pack. And these two sharp-looking young guys show up. They got on these big black jackets. They say Lulu Barbecue up in the corner. And that was a hell of a good day when
Don't
they showed up. And then we went down to the corral. And they come in, set up shop, and broadcasted the whole event. Barbecue Superstars is no good without you teams. And, this is your stuff. And I think Jim has really hooked in where he realizes. I think National Barbecue Cup has hooked in where they realize. But, I want everybody out there to realize is that if you're a barbecue team, you're out there paying all that big money. This is your stuff, man. You come in, you jump in here. I've got two radio networks now. You welcome on the other radio network. We've got plenty of room if you want to broadcast or if you want to just put your stuff on the website or you want to. We got a television show hopefully coming that we could do weekly. Come down here, cook on set, whatever you want to do. And, I ain't making no money, but I sure have enjoyed it. And I've made a family. And a lot of good people out there, man, that, when Friday, Thursday night comes, I'm looking for a contest just like anybody else. And I'm trying to figure out where to go and, where we can hang out at the most. And I've been through many barbecue schools that it's not right for me to go out and cook. I've been through 8 or 10 free barbecue schools. I've been in 100 people's camps. It's not fair for me to go out there and, all this free stuff I got, use it against everybody. But as another thing is I love doing television and radio. So I don't want to get out there and butt heads with you guys. I want to support you so we can take it to the next level. And what do you think about all that, Jim?
I think it's pretty cool. When we started talking about doing this radio show and stuff, we're all about, promoting the barbecue and everything and helping other teams out and, getting some big-time sponsors in here, get some teams recognized. And, a lot of these big corporations don't realize, certain things we use to do certain things in our cook or after the cook or whatever. And it's a great marketing for these larger corporations to get involved in this because, barbecue is getting big. And, I'm going to put out there, we had a big year this year. We're SBN Team of the Year. We did 8 SBN events. We We took grand in three of them and reserved grand in the other three, so it's a pretty good ratio there. And also, I was just looking up where we finished off in KCBS because I said I want another one of those. But, you know, we finished 37th overall out of the country and 32nd in brisket. So we've had a very good year there. And, you know, hopefully we'll get going a little bit better next year and keep the ball rolling. But, you know, it's all about promoting the teams and stuff. You know, you know, everybody needs sponsorships so they can keep doing what they love and they're passionate about. And, you know, it's got to be on the airwaves, the TV or whatever. You know, we got to make it happen. And, you know, the barbecue community needs to step up and make some of these corporations aware of, you know, the products that we use and, you know, how it would be beneficial to them. So,
you know, that's another thing that I'm bringing. And I'm going to yeah, I'm turning up. I'm right. I don't know what happened right there. I'm trying to bring the teams who are the engine that run this whole thing out of the dark where, you know, it's not one body on top that's in charge of everything that, you know, gets all the recognition, but this engine of hardworking people that are actually producing barbecue competition. Hey, Senator?
Yeah.
Hey, Carol from Barbecue Superstars. We're down here with friends and a whole bunch of guys, and we could not have this show tonight without calling the senator and see what he was
doing.
How's
it going, Senator?
Oh, good. Where are y'all at?
We're all over the country. We've got callers from all over the country, and you're on national radio. I want to warn you, you're on national radio, but we wanted to see what's the senator doing tonight, man?
Partying up, baby.
You ain't got your cup rolling, have you?
Have your cup rolling?
Yeah, that big old cup you carry around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, need to have it going, don't
I? Hey, Fred, you on here?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am, honey.
Oh, we got a conference call coming.
Yeah, I'd say we're on a conference call. Fred, talk to the senator a little bit, man.
Senator, we're on Blog Talk Radio, the Lulu Southern Soul Smoking Radio Show. It's broadcast on
Soul Smoking Radio Show.
We've heard it all now, haven't we?
Not yet. You should have been on here earlier. You would have heard a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I apologize for that. No comments.
Yeah, no comment there, is it?
Well, Senator, what we wanted to call and ask you about tonight was the Jambo smoker. Which was the number one best cooker in the universe?
Oh, I guess it's Brad Smoker.
Oh, the Lane?
Uh-huh. Gotta be, huh?
Okay. I thought it was Jambo Man. I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I should say Cool Smoke, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Senator has a man crush on Tuffy Stone there in the Cool Smoke rig. I mean, he seen him last year at his first barbecue comp he'd ever went to was in Cummins last year. And when he seen Tuffy's rig and the Cool Smoke Jambo sitting out there, he was just tore up the whole time about it.
Well, that's the only cause they won.
Hey, Daryl.
Hey, boy.
Hey, we got caller 2710, 2710. Who's on tonight? Who's 2710, 610, 2710?
Is this the Krusty Krab?
Who's this?
The Krusty Krab.
Is this the Krusty Krab? Yes.
That sounds like something from SpongeBob. Is that a cooking team?
The Krusty Krab.
Where are you from, Krusty Krab?
Fuck you.
Go ahead,
where are you from?
Fuck you.
I don't think. What'd you say?
He fell off. Okay. Krusty Krab.
I think he fell off.
I don't know. He fell off.
Both of them hung
I don't
up.
I don't know where he went.
So I was a grilling them.
Hell, we got the senator. Let's see what he
I was a grilling fish and starfish on my Garrett Coleman, and like, and I thought of a joke. Okay, here it goes. All right, here it goes.
Yeah,
what did the fish say to the starfish?
I can only imagine. What was your number again?
It
is this a Krusty Krab?
Starfish.
The fish stayed in the starfish.
Hey, Daryl, we got another caller on 5481. 5481, who we got? 5481.
814-243.
So this is
Krusty Krab. It's a Krusty
Krab
again.
Hey, Krusty Krab. What number do you have, Krusty Krab? What's your phone number?
Shouldn't you know?
No, I don't know. What's your phone number?
Why don't I give you my address so you can deliver my Krabby Patty?
Like I said, you never know what you're going to get on the Lulu Soul Smoking Radio Show. The chat room is filled up. It's full. The caller board's full. And we got some guy from SpongeBob it's on, from the Krusty Krab. I don't know. So.
Oh, 571-762. Who's this?
Oh, hello.
Hey, bud, what's up?
Hello.
Hello.
What the hell did you just say about me, you little bitch? I'll have you know, I graduated top of my class in the Navy SEALs. I've been involved in numerous secret raids in Al-Qaeda. I have over 300 confirmed kills.
Something wrong with that, man. We talk about cooking up in here.
What are you playing, Black Ops? You playing Black Ops game?
We'd like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, no lie. I think we've been hacked. We got two more callers online. Do we even want to take those, Daryl?
440. Who's this?
I think we've been hacked. We got
440-238.
Is this the Krusty Krab?
Oh, Krusty Krab.
Oh, Lord, let's put him on hold. We're going to get rid of him. What about 732-987-9677?
Oh, I didn't knock him off. That's the Krusty Krab again. So
oh, Lord.
Had enough Krusty Krabs.
Yeah, we done had enough Krusty Krabs. The chat board is lined up full. I don't know who's all on the chat board. Good Lord, Krusty Krab.
Yeah, let's
They're gonna have to go back
them.
To
don't answer
I,
them.
I don't watch SpongeBob that much. Let's talk about some cooking. What else is going on?
Yeah, man. Well, we've been officially hacked, everybody, and hope you're having a good night tonight. Fred, let me ask you now, you know, I want to talk about me, you, and Brad K maybe going out to the American Royal. And are you still up for that, bud?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got big plans to go do that. I really appreciate him asking me on the trip and look forward to it. And look forward to my first experience out there at the American Royal and hope we can at least make a showing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, be looking forward to that next year and can't wait to get out there and jump on the big old bus and head that way with the D-Man and BK and see how it all comes out. Should be a good trip.
Jim
Burns,
did you ever go to the American Royal? I wanted to ask Jim if he ever went.
I got invited last year. I got an invite here about 2 weeks ago after winning Lions down there in Georgia, and so I got to sit here. I was hanging out with Ralph Munch and Hogs at Hilton, and he was telling me I need to come out to experience it once. And all the stuff. We'll see. I don't have to put it until August 7th, so I'm not so worried about it right now. But see how it goes. You know, Lions is a good event for us, and you know. So, you know, we'll see what happens next year. If we can get some sponsors up or whatever, you know, we'll probably travel a little further. But right now, you know, I can do 35 contests in 3.5 hours at the house. I'm going to might as well stick around here. I've been doing pretty good so far, so.
Well, what's your next big adventure, Jim? You've conquered the SBN. Are you going to try to move in and concentrate on another sanctioning body next year?
You know, Brad wants me to get involved in FBA, and
yeah.
He wants me to go down to Terry with him, and We'll see how that does. I'll see if I get a free pass from the warden or not. But, I like FBA. It's set up pretty similar to KCBS. You got an hour of imaging clearing, there's no garnish. You know, an FBN is, no garnish, an hour in clearing. So, nothing like that really ever flusters me. But, and the flight profiles are pretty much the same. I mean, the only FBA I ever did, I won. So, and I didn't change anything. Because I didn't know what I was getting into, so I'm just going to cook what I could, and we'll see how it falls. But, I'll probably be chasing SPN again next year. They've got a few more events going up. KCBS, it is, I'll go for some GBCs and stuff. But, I kind of stay kind of close to house. Got a lot of friends that I cook against and with, and, we like to get out and see them. Of course, I like to go to North Carolina and do those, too, so. We'll see. Jan thinks I need to scale back a little bit. I'm thinking, hell, I'm just getting started.
next year, something that might interest you is that North Carolina chase. They're coming out with North Carolina championship.
Yeah, it's just that same one of the contests, which is really going to hurt, is one up in Kannapolis. It's the same weekend as the Boss Hog. And you're not going to find can't run any better than the Boss Hog down in Waynesboro, Georgia, than what Ann and Amy do down there. It's just phenomenal what they do for the cookers and everything. So, I can't see me doing that, with the Boss Hog sitting there. So, and Boss Hog's 30 minutes from the house. So that was the first event I ever did as a pro, actually the first any kind of barbecue event. In KCBS or anything, I went straight into pro, and that's the first one I ever did. So it's kind of got a little nostalgia for us. But our next one's probably going to be the GBC up in Young Harris. It's my birthday weekend up there, so we'll be heading up there, and then we have an SBN the following week, and then the week we'll have a break, and then the week after that we'll have to head down to Charleston for the food festival. So, February's looking like it's going to be, two or three weekends going out of that. But, we'll see. There's some new contests coming up, and SBN's going to be putting a few more out, and, we'll just see how the ball rolls.
Man, I believe we got Chris Chadwick on the line. Now, folks, just so you know, we've probably got about 30 spam callers. If you're a caller, and I don't know your number, which I know Chris Chadwick, get in the chat room and let me know. Go ahead.
Hey, Daryl. I'm going to run the chat room. You just keep running the board. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm trying to run the chat room. You run the board because, there's like 50 callers and 50 chat room people, and I'll take care of the chat room. You take care of the board. You cue them in, and I'll take care of that. And I hope everybody's enjoying the show tonight. It's been kind of crazy. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
You got real crazy a while ago.
Chris Chadwick.
All right, come on, Fras. Let's get Chris Chadwick in. Let the smoke roll, son. Let's get him in.
What's going on, guys? What's happening?
What's going on, Chris Chadwick?
Chris Chadwick in the house tonight.
I'm imagining he's pretty tired. He's been up smoking turkeys all day.
Oh, that was yesterday. I had went to bed yet, guys. Yeah.
Now keep rolling those turkeys out and smoke them.
Hell yeah, that's 48 hours of smoking.
What's going on tonight, Chad?
Well, I just got in. I've been busy all day. We've been smoking Thanksgiving turkeys. We started yesterday, and we just sent the last one out, and it's time to relax.
I heard that. Now, Chris, we got Jim Berg on, and I sure would love to get you two talking. Y'all are a lot alike, and y'all are like, friends with everybody, just good people. And say hello to Jim Berg right quick.
Jim Berg, Killer Bees, congratulations on that newest win, my friend. It's good to talk to you. What's going on?
Not much. I was trying to take it easy. I am now. We've been busy as hell at work. But that was good. I appreciate the shout-out and everything. And I saw you came out on Facebook, congratulated me, and I appreciate that. It's
oh yeah.
We're all just one big family. I've been getting a lot of a lot of people, you know, message me and stuff. And, I mean, it's a good feeling. It's don't think it's really sunk in yet. But, you know, we're enjoying it. We just enjoy to cook. And for us to do something like that, come out the first year and do that, it's phenomenal. It's beyond what I wanted. I mean, you go into these things being a little nervous and everything, but, you know, once I get to cooking, then it's, you know, it's repetition. It's doing the same thing, hitting your marks, hitting your times, you know, all the good stuff. And,
right.
You know, it just goes to show you that, you know, with me cooking the FBA, KCBF, FBN, and South Florida Barbecue Association, real and truthful, their flavor profile's all right there. I mean,
right.
I think just one to the next, and I won FBA. I've been runner-up in SCBA's, FBA. So, I mean, it's a good mix. It just shows that the flavor profiles that you find, they're starting to, I guess, kind of get closer and closer. So, you know, we're just happy to be part of that. And
I hear you. You know, like I said, you know, I always try to comment on your wins and try to follow you, you know. And it's, like I said, when you're hot, you're hot, you know. And brother, you're hot, and I'm proud for you. You know, it's a good feeling, and you just keep it up and just go and have a good time and enjoy what you're doing. And see, when you enjoy what you're doing, it reflects. You walking and winning those titles, you know, it's just the love of barbecue. What can we say, you know? And like I say, brother, when you're hot, you're hot. You're hot.
Well, I appreciate that. Like I said, we just enjoy cooking, and I had Robert McGee on my show from Munchenhaus at the Hilton, and, you know, he said towards the end of last year they were really grinding for points and everything, and he said it got to be more like, you know, too much like work and nervous and all this other stuff, and he said it didn't become fun to me anymore. And he said they had actually considered quitting. And but he said this year he came out, you know, having a good time. He said a little bit too good of a time. Then he said, hey, you know, we're starting to win some of this stuff. Let's see what we can do. And, you know, it was a little slow getting out of the gates, but it came on strong. And he's like, you know, I'm really enjoying coming up from behind and trying to win this thing now. He said, I got a mission. But he said, I'm not taking it as serious as I was. So when you get that little, you know, bug off your shoulder or whatever, you got people try to win grands or reserves, just try to get to that next level. Once you get that chip off, then it actually becomes more relaxing because, you know, now you can say, okay, I won. Now let's go and win another one. So Brad knows how to won his first grand this year in KCBS, and, I mean, it was a really big win for him. And 2 weeks later, he goes and takes one down in Florida. So, you know, it's all pretty phenomenal him doing that against the caliber of teams he was against. But, you know, it got to where he was really enjoying it, you know. So that's what it's all about, enjoying what you're doing and having fun. And, you know, the biggest thing that me and my wife like to do, we like to meet new people no matter where we go.
That's
and,
right.
You know, she went out there and made a point to meet Munchenhaus at the Barbecue Cup last year. And that's become a joke for us because she took our dog, and I told her, just leave him alone. And Sean was like, we don't get people to come up here and, you know, actually like come in and talk to us. You know, they're like standoffish or whatever.
Yeah.
And so James went over to talk to him, took the dog over there. What does he do? He throws up in the tent.
There you go.
They get first place chicken. So I saw him up here playing Joe McHugh and didn't really know who I was in the beginning. This is funny. And I said, I met you up at National Barbecue Cup last year. Yeah, where were you at? I said, I was about two down. I said, our little white dog threw up in the tent. Oh, yeah, I know. He said, hey, bring him over. So we get another chicken. So, but, you know, great group of guys, and I mean, they have a ball. They're a party in themselves. So, you know, if you ever get a chance, definitely meet them. And
the last time I hung up. Well, you know, you hit it on the head right earlier when you said, and when we brought this up. You know, I think we've all been guilty when we go through heat. We get caught up in the competition. We worry more about winning sometimes, and I know I got that way a time or two, and I backed off and just went to have fun again. And that's important, to go and have fun and meet people and just have a great time.
Now, that's what it's all about. Just like BarbecueSuperstars.com. When you get into this family, it's one big happy family, and it's a great bunch of guys, and they'll do what they can to help you, you know. And I just think it's just phenomenal that, you know, the listeners and the people listening in and the people that are calling in and the people that are listening in archives, you know, just a few months ago, I mean, we had half the listeners as we have now, and the month's not even over. So, I mean, it's a big pat on everybody's back. Congratulations to everybody's show. I mean, all our shows are smoking hot. They've all got something for everybody. And I'm just proud to be a part of that with y'all. And, you know, anytime I can do anything, hell, I'm right here, and I'll take care of it, and I'll do it for you.
That's a very valuable point you make there, Chris. I mean, you know, number one, you got to have fun when you go to barbecue competitions. I know Jim Berg has done well. You know, I'll probably have to say Jim Berg's probably got the number one show right now on Barbecue Superstars with his show, especially last week. You know, he had outstanding numbers. And, you know, you have to take your hat off to Daryl Mass for putting everything together. So that we can all be on. You know, it's not just about us. We're all a big organization. And, you know, we have to thank Daryl for what he has done to brought to the barbecue world to make us better than who we actually are, to actually be on the radio shows that we are on, you know, Sunday through Wednesday night. And there's a Daryl, when's what's the other show? I can't think of the name of it. That's the second.
Shop Talk.
Shop Talk. Thursday night Shop Talk. So
right.
I mean, you got to remember all that. I know we're all gracious to have Daryl and be a part of Barbecue Superstars because we represent all them. Now, I know I am. You know, ever since we've been on for about 5 weeks, 5 or 6 weeks, and you know things have just really just took off. I know Chris is on right now, and I know he's gracious to be a part of Barbecue Superstars. I know Jim Berg's on right now. And he's gracious to be a part of Barbecue Superstars. The only one we're missing right now is Whiskey Bent. So if you're listening to Chad, call in. Maybe Daryl will know your number. He can run through these 50 numbers that's on the board right now. It's kind of crazy. But
yeah, I want to break in on that. If you're a barbecue team, we don't want no more Krusty Krab. Come in the chat
Lord.
Room. Put your area code and your first three numbers so I can pick you out. And
your
I tell you, man, I don't know what's going on. We've got 50 callers right now.
I don't know either. I mean, the chat room is full. It's got about 50-something people. And then the call board's got about 50-something people. And I do not know how to pick. I know the 111 number. I know he's getting deleted right now. And then there's about 10, 15 other ones right now that hey, Daryl, take that 270 number. The 270 number, that's a Kentucky number. Won't you take that number and see who's on right now?
Okay. Let's see if I can find it.
And then the 270 number just dropped off, it looked like.
It dropped off. Well, I got a feeling.
Yeah, it dropped off.
I was one of the impressive crabs guys.
Yeah, the 714, the 850, and the 832, I'd leave them alone.
Yeah, they're all crusty. Yeah. Well, you know you're getting popular. I went to this thing one time, and it said, you know, you're getting famous when people start shooting at you. And, you know, Jim, I don't know if you knew it, but your show was featured on the front of Blog Talk Radio. And what we're up against on Blog Talk is people like Denzel Washington. And there's a lot of big stars that want to come in and try to put up a show that's going to, like, rule the whole thing. And Jim Berg was featured up beside them this past week, which was kind of an honor for Barbecue Superstars. And we're making big-time waves for the barbecue world. It's amazing to me. I know one thing. I'm not going to let these callers on unless I recognize a number, but I know Chad Ward's number, so if you call tonight, I'll know who you are, and we'll put you on right quick.
Yeah, congratulations, Jim Ward. I know you forgot one of the top shows this week from what you had last week for this week. And congratulations on that. I know this is the first time I've got to talk to you since I've been a part of Barbecue Superstars. So, you know, I just got to put my hand out there. I'm the new guy. So I appreciate being a part of Barbecue Superstars and being a part of what y'all have built.
Well, I appreciate it.
How you doing? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Make this thing bigger, in my opinion, is, you know, when I'm out there competing, I go meet these teams that, you know, you hear about, you read about, you know, through the years, and 99% of the time you haven't thought, I mean, I had, you know, Donnie Bray from Warren County Pork Choppers, you know, Billy Durag Carroll, Munchin' Hogs, you know, Cereal Grillers, all these guys on here, David Buska. You know, I just put a shout out there and say, hey, you know, we're doing this show, we're promoting barbecue, blah, blah. And they're like, yeah, what's it about? You know, they start getting a little nervous. Says, look, all it is a big BS session. People
yeah.
know what?
Yeah, exactly right.
They want to know you with your gloves down. And, you know, what are you doing in your spare time? What's your real job? You know, all this other stuff. So it's really good to have people on like that. And it's amazing how many people just, you know, they'll say, well, I don't know if I can talk for 2 hours. And after 2 hours, you're saying, look, guys, we got to go. Oh, it's already been 2 hours? So, you
that's
know,
exactly
that's,
right.
You know, when you're talking about barbecue, man, you can talk about it all night. And,
you can. You're exactly right. You can. You can talk about it all night long.
And it's easy to talk about, you know, because then it leads into something else. But yeah, I did see what Chris did shoot a nice little buck there. I want to congratulate him on that. Chris, still on?
Yeah.
How little was it?
Oh, mercy. You know, you brought that up. People around here, that, I mean, we've got deer. They are all over. I've got, you know, I live out in the country. I mean, I can step out on my deck if I wanted to. I mean, they're just everywhere. And I guarantee you go down the back road on the mat, and you're going to have to stop 3 or 4 times. If not, you're gonna deer hunt every night. I mean, man, they're crazy around here. And just come on down, I'll put you up, and you can go hunting and do whatever you want. How about that?
You don't want me shooting nothing. I can't hit nothing for some reason. I don't know what it is. They always run off in the woods. I tell you what, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. I got a 573 number. I know that's a Missouri number. We're going to take that call. Let's see. 573-645-2393. You're on air. All right, we'll put him back on hold. I guess that's a hacker, I guess. So.
That's a mental problem guy.
No crap, man. That's a 573 number. I know that's a Missouri number because that's where I'm from. Anyway, let's talk some barbecue. I'm tired of listening to this crap. Krabby Patties and SpongeBob.
Well,
I missed out on all that. What's going on with Krabby Patties tonight?
I don't know. We got about 25 or 30 callers on the damn line. I don't know.
I got about 50 in the chat room and some guy from Krabby Patty, which he's probably listening. So go eat your Krabby Patty, buddy. I'm tired of listening to you.
All right. Well, now let's talk about turkey now. Chris, how you going to do your turkey tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to tell you, my turkey tomorrow, I'm going to do an oven turkey tomorrow. I did 50. Smoked turkeys last night. It took me about 4.5 hours to prep for those 50 birds. And yeah, it's crazy. But they all went out. Everybody really loved them. Tomorrow I'm going to do my bird in the oven. I'm going to cook it in 2 hours. And this is the trick here. And I learned this and basically by watching Food Network. You take you about a 16-18 pound bird, cover your breast and your wingtips, crank your oven up to about 500 degrees, cook that bad
boy. Good
Lord,
son.
Listen to me, and if you try it, I'm going to tell you, it works. You cook it for 30 to 40 minutes at 500 with your breast covered and your wingtips covered. All right, after that 30 minutes, drop her down to 350. You can finish your bird in an hour and a half, and it will be a rock star bird, I guarantee it.
Well, it sounds amazing. I can tell you that.
Well, it works. I'm telling you. I promise you. I didn't believe it until I did it. Now, I do brine my birds. Does anybody brine their birds?
Well, we was at the Jack Daniels, and Cincinnati Smokers were saying you force the blood out of the chicken or out of the turkey by brining. And, you know, I really suggest to everybody, brine your bird so, you know, you don't have any blood problems when you go to cooking and you go to serving.
Yeah, Darrell, I can give you a big thumbs up on that. You know, that Steve Overlay, Sin City, Barbecuers, you know, that,
I love
that whole
Steve.
Series you did was a great series. Me and Goob were talking about that today, matter of fact. And he sat there and he just watched a barbecue all night one night, watching all those. And those were good videos, really good videos.
Well, go ahead. And, you know, I'll tell you, we got to get with Jim Burke now. Tell us how you're going to do your turkey, Jim.
Last Friday, of course, before I went out of town, I did about 8 turkey breasts and did a few 4 briskets on my Memphis pellet smoker. And I just smoked them. I just rubbed them with a little bit of olive oil and got some Cimarron Docks on there, and they love them. But tomorrow, I think I'm just going to go easy. I'm going to deep fry my turkey. I hadn't had one in over a year, and I'm ready to check that. And I've got to where, you know, once you get it injected and stuff, I usually, if you do this, it sounds weird, but take you a bunch of mayonnaise and add just a little bit of mustard to it and rub your whole bird with that and put your seasoning on. And what happens is, as soon as mustard hits that oil, heats that mayonnaise up and it makes that skin real nice and crispy, and it keeps it actually from burning. If people have trouble with their skin burning, it keeps it from burning, and because it has another layer of fat on it, the mayonnaise does. So if you do that, your rub will stick to your bird and it'll stick to the skin, and you know, about 3 minutes a pound, somewhere around there, it's done. I love it. So that's what we're gonna end tomorrow. So something easy. I really don't want to fire up my smokers. I'm like I said, I'm pretty much done. So it's been a long year. But you know, we're looking forward to some time off. But that's how we'll be doing my bird. My mom's cooking an oven turkey, so we're gonna have, you know, a deep fried turkey, an oven turkey, and I might smoke one for Christmas, I don't know, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, let's turn back to Lulu's now. Lulu, what you doing to prep them turkeys up here?
I'm be honest with you, I'm gonna have to go with Jim Berg on this one. I love a deep fried turkey. I like it more than the smoked turkey. But last year we did deep-fried turkeys. We cooked them 1 hour every hour until the time we actually relieved them. But I have to go with him on that deep-fried turkey. But, I mean, we're smoking all of ours this year. We got a lot to do this year, but the deep-fried turkey, I really like it. But we're going to go with smoke all this year, so... All of our customers are getting smoked turkey, so as soon as I get off the air, I'm going to be finishing the rest of the half of the birds I got going on. Just got a text message from my grill guy. He's going to be back. I'll have my other grill up and running. So we'll be running full steam here in about 30 minutes.
Well, now, Chris,
our turkey,
go ahead.
But, you know, our turkeys, we really don't do a whole lot to our turkeys. We just kind of, you know, take the neck bone out, the giblets out, the gravy out. You know, we'll rub them down with olive oil, and then we'll put our season on them. And then halfway through the process, when they get done, this is something that a lot of people don't know, is that when the bird is on grill, when it gets close to being done, take some spray butter or melted butter and put it on the turkey, and they'll actually moisten the meat really well. So, you know, that's the last step right there for your bird right there. So, you know, if you put it in butter, it really does make a pretty good turkey for you.
Butter ball, man.
Butter makes everything better.
That's
hell
right.
Yeah.
Butter always makes everything better.
Hell
yeah.
Yeah.
Just like bacon.
Okay.
I love eating bacon.
I want to get each one of you radio hosts to... Chris, starting off with you, what's Thanksgiving mean to you, Chris?
Well, Thanksgiving is a very important, special time, you know, to be with your family. Family you don't get to see often. And, you know, everybody needs a little
They need a little peace in their life, and Thanksgiving will give you that. It does me. Just getting to see family, being with my family, my daughters, my wife. You know, that's what it's all about. And I just wanted to call in tonight and be a part of the show. My good friend Cody, I thank the world of him.
Appreciate it, buddy.
I just wanted to wish all of y'all a happy Thanksgiving, and love to talk to you every day if I could. So, you know, it's a special time, and you know, I'm just gonna leave it at that. God bless all of you. Y'all all are just part of my family, and like I said, if I never do anything here, I'm here for you. So, happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen. And let's look for a big 2013. Let's just blow it out of the water. Let's kick the tires, baby, and light the fires, and let that smoke roll.
Roll, baby. Chris Chadwick, the Chris Chadwick Show, 7 o'clock every Sunday night. And, Chad, Chris, I just want to let you know how much we appreciate you at Barbecue Superstars. And you know, folks, he's got his governor's shoes on. That boy right there is the nicest fella in barbecue. And, Chris, I just can't tell you from Daryl Mass to Barbecue Superstars just how much we appreciate you and everything. And we hope you have a great day tomorrow. And you know something, you deserve the best in this world, Chris, because you're one of the nicest guys I know. And, shit, is there anything you want to say, like, you know, to end it out?
Well, I appreciate that. I really do, and I think the same way about you. You are the guru of barbecue media. You've got it going on, and I just think I'm just proud to be a part of it. Really, I am, and I do truly wish everybody listening a very happy Thanksgiving, and look forward to talking to you whenever I can. If you need anything and I can help, just send me a message and I'll be there. I'll do it what I can.
Well, you know, right here, I just want to make a shout out to Myron Nixon. And Myron, I love you. And a lot of y'all won't know it, but you know, Myron Mixon does barbecue 7 days a week. And no, I'm sorry, let me back up. Myron Mixon does barbecue 8 days a week, and he works so hard on everything he's doing. And he invited me down to his barbecue school back when I first started this. And we was in Las Vegas one day, and he said, if you're going to do them damn cameras there, he said, you need to do those damn cameras. He said, you stay on that shit. He said, you do them cameras. And, you know, looking back, and now that I know Myron better and have heard of him, that boy does barbecue 8-9 days a week. I mean, he is, and I've tried to follow his example, and a lot of reason that Barbecue Superstars has ever made it anywhere is because Myron Mixon's example. And Myron, we'll be down at your barbecue memory school, and we appreciate what you mean to barbecue and the way you've worked so hard to promote all of this. And, you know, barbecue pitmasters and the different things that have come up would never have been anything if it wasn't for Myron Mixon 8 days a week. And I've tried to be 8 days a week on Barbecue Superstars, and that's one reason, you know, we've done as good as we have is because it's a lot of work. But I enjoy doing it. It gives me something to do, and hell, it's my life now. And okay.
Hey, Daryl, let me break in for a second, Daryl.
Uh-huh.
Let me. Well, I had some big news. I haven't released it yet. It has not been completed yet at this moment, but I have actually been dealing with Myron Mixon's agent as of this moment right now to bring him on the Lulu Soul Smoking Radio Show. So after I get done dealing with his agent, they are interested on coming on the show, and hopefully here in just a couple weeks, I know Pitmaster's fixing to jump off in their season 3.5, so maybe in the next couple of weeks, Myron Mixon will be on the Lulu Soul Smoking Radio Show.
Yeah, that'd be big, man. Well, I got to ask, my main man for Monday night. What does Thanksgiving mean to you, bud?
Well, like Chris said, it was a lot about, you know, being thankful for your family and your health and everything. Being thankful, my biggest thing is for the troops defending the country. You know, barbecuers are really supportive of the troops, as even a lot of the people in the country are. And, you know, I just give thanks. They're doing what they're, you know, what they're capable of doing so we can do what we love to do. And with barbecue and hunt, fish, whatever we do. But, you know, I'm thankful that we have, right now we have a country that allows us to do pretty much what we want to do within reason and enjoy life. And, you know, my hats go off to the troops overseas defending the country. So I'm thankful for them.
Yeah, me too. I tell you, you know, if you thought about getting up every morning and risking your life, think about the troops over in Afghanistan. I was in the infantry for 4 years. You know, they get up and they get in that doggone vehicle and they ride down them roads. They don't know if there's a bomb in them roads or a LED, you know, like a great big artillery device that might be implanted in the roads. When you run across it, it blows up and kills everybody that's within 30 meters. You know, a lot of people don't realize when you get a big artillery device that's wired to blow, it'll jump up and blast. It'll kill everything within 30 meters, and that's a lot to deal with. We had another soldier killed just the other day. And, you know, those weapons they use in war now, they don't play. They blow you in half. And so our hats off to all those people who face that and move out and prosecute the life of the infantry, and that is the every infantry soldier that's in Afghanistan. And, you know, Marines are a landing force, the infantry going to occupy, and it's their assignment to take over and occupy where the enemy is. And for all you infantry soldiers that carry the weapons and walk the steps, I got one thing to say to y'all, and it's something that this guy kept saying when I was at Fort Irvine, California. Will somebody please get me out of here? I love it, dude. I don't know what happened to him. He's trying to get a Section 8. Go ahead, Jim.
You good? That's all fine and dandy. Like I said, I'm just to be on these shows and do what we love to do, and hopeful to have friends out there, you know, on the barbecue circuit, and just living life to the fullest.
All right, Lulu.
Guys, I'm going to break in real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm going to have to call it a night.
All right.
These 48 hours is kicking in, and I'm going to call it a night. And, gentlemen, happy Thanksgiving. And look forward
happy
to seeing you soon,
Chris.
As soon as we can. All right. God bless.
We love you, Chris.
Bye-bye.
All right, Lulu's now. I got to throw it at you. What does Thanksgiving mean to you, bud?
I tell you what, when we go to Fraz, let's don't forget about Fraz, the co-host, and let's let him speak first, and then I'll finish it off.
Well, he dropped off somewhere.
Oh, is he off?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Thanksgiving to me, you know, in the past, you know, hasn't really meant that much to me, really, to be honest with you. That's just my personal opinion. You know, I've had some ups and downs in my life and several different things that's happened in the past couple of years. You know, barbecue kind of saved my life, I guess you can say. Being a part of the barbecue network of what I do and what Lulu's has become. And, you know, we have been braced by the Lulu's Nation. And, you know, I have a good lady that takes care of me and watches over me and, you know, pushes me to do what I should do. And, you know, this year is a little different for us and a little different for me. I've kind of looked at everything in a perspective way that, you know, it is about more of the family. It is about the troops. You know, I've lost a couple friends, close friends, that have died in the military. And, you know, people that don't get to experience Thanksgiving with their families. You know, I was looking at a couple posts today, and, you know, there was a troop that died, and they said, you know, we're eating turkey, and, you know, they're planning a funeral. And that's kind of the way you got to look at it. And, you know, the perspective of our life now is what we look at is, you know, helping people and I'm just thankful to be a part of Barbecue Superstars and what Lulu's has become. You know, it's not really about us. It's more about everybody else of what we do and the show and Barbecue Pitmasters. I know Chris Chadwick, I know he's a heck of a guy that really don't get the recognition that he deserves. You know, he is a very swell guy. He'll go out of his way for anybody to help them out, to give them information. You know, he loves barbecue 100%. I know Jim Berg's the same way. You know, his show, you know, it's one of the top-rated shows right now. You can find it on Monday night. And, you know, Daryl Mass, yourself, to be a part of this organization, you know, I'm thankful for that. And just to have people listen to us and follow us and be a part of us, it makes me want to be a better person and look at the perspectives of Thanksgiving to where, you know, tomorrow I'm going to go spend Thanksgiving with my family and be able to spend with them. I know Three Eyes, I talked to them earlier today, and they was going to spend Thanksgiving with their family. I know they've been on the road for a long time on the KCBS network, traveling around, being team of the year. So, you know, I'll send them, I guess, congratulations. I know they're going to do well at the Calhoun, Georgia contest. So, you know, I like to tell them congratulations on how they're going to finish out the year. I know Munchin' Hogs, they was on the Barbecue Superstars just this week. I know they're fighting out to be team of the year. I know they're going to do well, and they're probably with their families this week. So, you know, if you're listening tonight, take hold of what you love and push for that. If you love barbecue, if you love something else, you know, take that initiative and drive yourself in that direction to become something. You know, just don't let yourself stay stagnant. And, you know, you can do anything you want. You really can. You can do anything you want in your life. And be thankful that you've had the privilege to be able to become something like myself. I'm thankful to become something that we have become through our videos and our website, www.lewisbarbecue.com. All of our sponsors tonight. And I thank you, Daryl. I thank you for... I know that day I sent you that message, and the guy didn't come through out of New York, and you called me to become part of Barbecue Superstars, and I'm thankful that happened because it has opened a lot of doors for us. And if you're listening tonight, you know, you can call in to any one of the shows and be a part of it. Barbecue Superstars is one of the top shows on Blog Talk Radio, plus their website, barbecuesuperstars.com. And you can find any information you want. If you want to become elite in barbecue world, you can do that through Barbecue Superstars. And, Daryl, let me ask you this. What do you think for tonight?
No, I'll tell you. You know, you all won't know this, but there have been so many weeks that I worked on the website, and I just kept believing in the teams. You know, there could be all these people that come over you as far as sanctioning bodies and different people that, you know, use you. Now, let me say this. Use you for promotion, but you never get anything out of it. And, you know, the one thing that I've tried to do through all these hard weeks, and you guys don't know, but there's been days I spent 14 hours on the website putting content, putting different things about the teams, or, you know, different aspects about wood that you burn and cookers that you cook with, and, you know, a lot of stuff to try to build a one source where you can come here, you can find out what the top 100 barbecue sauces are, the top 100 rubs, top 100 ingredients, the top 100, you know, one place where you don't have to go and look 5,000 places. And the whole reason I did all that, and you know, it's just really true from my heart. I know there's a lot of people that wonder about me. I did it for the teams because I used to go to the drugstore. I worked 100 hours a week. Nobody knew who I was. And I didn't really get anywhere because other people were over top of me using what I was doing to get somewhere. And so I've come in here into the, you know, this situation,
working for the people who work. And there's only really one group of people who really work, and that are the barbecue teams who pull in that big trailer, that big two Tempa tins or what, the cooker or whatever, and they stay up, you know, from Friday at 12 until Saturday at 7 o'clock when the awards are over, and they work their ass off for the whole period of time to make the best barbecue, to make the turn-in boxes, to wait for the results, and the money you paid powers the whole nine yards. And, you know, this is one time in American history that I want, by God, the people who work their ass off and perform everything everybody else is riding off of to get the damn credit for. And that's why Barbecue Superstars is here, and that's why I'm thankful to come in for the damn hardworking people who totally kick ass. And Jim Berg, you know, you're one of them. If you think about what Jim Berg represents, he competes every week. He won Team of the Year, won Sanctioned Body, but he's competed in four or five. And, you know, work all week, compete all weekend, broadcast on Monday. You know, there's nobody in barbecue that I can point at that has done more as a total seven-day-a-week process than Jim Berg has done to put all this out there and do all this. And Jim Berg is the epitome of what Barbecue Superstars is thankful for. And Jim, you know, you won Team of the Year in SBN, and you've been broadcasting on Monday night, got the number one show this week. And, you know, I don't think a lot of people understand the hours of work that go into what you do. And, you know, just talk about in a regular week, Jim. I mean,
hi, Darryl.
you got to clean up from the week before, and then you got to go into the next week. Talk about just what a regular week is for you, Jim.
Hey, Darryl, let me break in for a second. First of all, I want to say, you know, Darryl, a lot of people don't understand what actually goes on behind the scenes in the barbecue world. They don't actually understand what Barbecue Superstars does. And, you know, that's the thing that has to get out into the total world of what actually goes behind the scenes of cooking. I know Jim Berg is fixing to come on and talk about it. I'm going to have to break off the show. My grill mechanic is back, and I appreciate everybody listening. Darryl, I appreciate you running the show for me tonight as I've been cooking turkeys, cooking all kinds of stuff, and kind of been in disarray, and I appreciate you helping me out tonight. I appreciate Chris Chadwick coming on the show. I appreciate Brad Kay coming on the show. I appreciate my co-host, Fraz, coming on the show, and I appreciate Jim Berg coming on the show. Jim Berg is going to run the end of the show, and Darryl Mass. So I appreciate everybody listening tonight. And Jim Berg, please finish what Darryl was going to say, and y'all have a good night. I'm out.
Thanks, man. Thanks for letting the show up. Go ahead, Jim.
Thank y'all.
I'd be kind of interested to know, Jim, you know, what goes into a regular week with you?
Well, wake up Monday morning and take a few Valiums and get they started off right. You know, being around a lot of my barbecue buddies, you know, with Pit Bulls and Bubba and Georgia Boys and Chatham Artillery, and everybody goes through about pretty much about the same thing. You know, Monday you go around, you're looking for your chicken. If you don't get it Monday, you get it Tuesday. If you don't have your ribs, you're going around getting your ribs Tuesday and Wednesday, your pork butt on Wednesday or Thursday. Ordering your briskets. So, you know, just getting all your meat lined up. I'd say about 75% of us trim all the meat at home, at least the chicken, definitely. But you know, it's a 6-7 day a week job because you know you start off on Monday getting ready for the next competition, and I guess me doing this show is kind of a relief for me when I come back in from being on the road. Just talk to other teams that were at other competitions or who did well at other competitions. And you know, it takes a lot of the stress and stuff from the past weekend off of you just to hear, you know, their stories. And, you know, it's one of them been there, done that, got a T-shirt type story. So, you know, it's like I said, barbecue is a close knit family, and if you have a problem or you know, just a story to tell, somebody's already got one out there pretty similar to it. I mean, it's nothing new, but it's new to you. But you know, like I said, it's a 7-day-a-week job. You know, you're too tired Sunday to do anything if you come back on Sunday. So Monday, you're, you know, kind of cleaning up your trailer, restocking it, you know, cleaning your smokers. Because I feel like, you know, to get a consistent cook, you have to have a consistent cooking environment. So, you know, with me, I'll clean mine every two cooks just to keep it fresh. Some people don't like to do that, but, you know, if it's working for me, I'm going to keep on doing it, even though it's a pain in the butt sometimes. But, you know, it's, you know, we go down to Fireside Outdoor Kitchen Grills on Tuesday night, and a lot of times we do classes down there or hang out with some of the guys. And, you know, we got kind of like a fan following down there, want to see how you did and all this other stuff. So it's pretty good. Haven't been down a whole lot lately. Just with this job we've been working on, just been taking up all my extra time. That's probably another reason why I'm not really geared up to do another competition for the next couple weeks anyway. Just trying to get through this big job. But, you know, and then we do, you know, then we come back on Mondays and we do the radio show at night. And like I said, Tuesday go to work. Now, another thing a lot of people don't know is we own a sandwich shop. So usually on Mondays or Tuesdays, most of the time on Tuesdays, my wife gets the butts in. We're cooking them Tuesday night to Wednesday. And then we're cooking briskets Wednesday night to Thursday. So, yeah, other than having full-time jobs and doing that, and, I mean, I'm cooking, you know, 4 days a week. So, you know, I'm gonna do a big butt cook this week. And like I said, I don't want to crank up my smoker for a week. So, but that's pretty much life. I mean, you know, getting all your stuff ready and getting your game plan on and getting all your materials and meats and all that done properly and consistently. And it's, you know, it's a lot of work, especially when you're working, you know, 8 to 5, 8 to 6 during the regular week. But it just shows you the passion that a lot of us have for barbecue. I'm not the only one that does it. I mean, you look at barbecue. I mean, you talk to Bubba, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. He works his ass off. Yeah, he plays 5 toys, but he works his ass off. And my hats go off to him because, I mean, he's doing barbecue 7 days a week, 24/7.
Yeah.
And he's still loving it. And so I will, even though he's younger than me and he may get a big head, but I admire him for doing what he's doing. And it kind of makes me a better person, a better team, seeing what he does, you know, in his life and how much, you know, he has to do. And, you know, even when he's at competition, he's checking on his stores and, you know, he's never away from it. So my hats off to him. Is, you know, and that's probably why he takes so many vacations a year. He's got to just get out of there and get away from it. And, you know, my hats off to him. He's a really, really great cook, really awesome competitor, and a good friend of mine, and, you know, a great restaurateur. So, you know, like I said, there's a lot of us out there that do it, but we do it because we love it.
Well, we got another caller, and I'm going to take a risk. Now, if you're the Krusty Krab, I'm going to cut you off in about 30 seconds. But 904-673, I'm going to give you one chance. Go ahead.
Hey, Daryl, how you doing?
Who's this?
This is Blake Moody from Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, good, man. What you doing tonight?
I just listening to a great barbecue show, and yeah, I was hoping y'all was still taking callers after all those crank callers or whatever.
Yeah, I was waiting for them to fall off and everything. And introduce yourself to Jim Berg. He's still online.
Hey, how you doing, Jim?
I'm doing good. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, pretty good, man.
So how's the weather down in Florida? About the same as it is?
It's perfect, but it's colder than we're used to because, you know, if it's not melting off your skin, it's not Florida. You know what I mean?
Yep, that's it.
But no, it's beautiful, man. I had to find my jacket. So, yeah, it's perfect right now.
So do you compete barbecue or?
Yeah, you know what? And y'all were y'all were talking about giving thanks or whatever, and not to brown nose too much, but you know, Daryl's barbecue superstar, the Whiskey Bench Show or whatever with Chad, that helped me figure out a good competition class to go to.
Right.
Is you know, he would have some guests on. They'd be talking about ended up going to the Yazoo, and through, you know, going to that class, I ended up hooking up with a team, Robert Walker, You Rub Me Raw.
Yep.
Yeah, I took a couple competitions, and I don't really have the rig for it, so, you know, Robert's got all the cookers, and, I mean, first of all, he's an awesome cook, so I totally lucked out in that department, but, yeah, man, I'm just kind of sick of myself, my teeth into this competition thing, and yeah, I'm pretty nuts about it, honestly.
It's amazing how you can fall in this trap where you know, all you have to do is just get that one call, and then you're hooked. I mean, it's just, you can't explain it till you've actually done it, you know. And
yeah.
So it's a good feeling though.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's, I got into cooking. It was really weird. My wife got pregnant, and I just went out and bought a grill. And that was about 2 years ago. And I tell you, I think about it all day, pretty much every day. I mean, I've got a job now, but, you know, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't thinking of trying to, you know, figure out more of the barbecue business to figure out, you know, way for that to replace the old job, you know?
Well, like I said, it's you know, I've been professionally competing for 2 years. This is my second full year. And we've done very well in a short period we have. You know, we own a sandwich shop, but I own a landscape company, and it's, you know, unless you get some sponsors or get some notoriety where you can do catering and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a probably be a hater and say don't quit your day job just yet, because you can talk to any of the big teams, Munch and Hog, the Hilton, Rod Grayfeld, Envy, Johnny Trigg, all them. You know, you can't make a living competing. You know,
right.
A lot of these, you know, they've got big sponsors that pay them to do this. You know, Johnny's retired. He's made his money and everything, so he's having fun. And, you know, Myron's making money out of this. Myron, you know, kind of old school, but, you know, he found his niche. And
yeah,
I'm not saying it won't ever happen, but I'm just, you know, things like what Myron's done in Tuffy, you know, even Tuffy, he's got like four restaurants now. So, you know, it's if you can get into the catering side of it and do some, you know, that side, you know, I think anyone can make it if they have a good product. But
yeah, I'm right there with you. I wouldn't put it all on competition. That's just kind of like the fun thing to do on a weekend. You know, I take it serious, but it's also just real enjoyable being outside cooking, you know, with friends and stuff. But I was thinking more of you know, possibly a future food truck or just starting out by selling at these. You know, farmers market, something like that. You know, just the additional income, and on top of what I already do.
You can do
more like that.
A lot of us do. Now, here's a catch, and I know Georgia boys do this same thing. A lot of us do these caterings and festivals. And what we do with that money is, you know, we pay for all of our supplies and help if we have that. But any money we make off them, we put it back into our competition bug. And,
yeah.
I can say honestly that Killer Bees, the past years, we've been self-sufficient with what we've been winning on the circuit. But
right.
It's not make a living. It's just pay your bills so you can do another one. You know,
exactly.
So if I get a big check, I'll go ahead and enter, you know, 8 or 10 more contests. So I know I don't have to come out of pocket for that. And hopefully in those 8 or 10, I'll make enough money to pay for meat for 5 or 6 of them. You know, my fuel or stuff like that. And, you know, we run on a very low budget anyway. So,
yeah.
Some teams, so we try not to go overboard. You know, we buy our quality meats, that's no doubt. But, you know, try not to go overboard with anything. And You know, we've had some good sponsors with Royal Oak, Southern Q Smokers. I don't have to buy my smokers. They supply them for me. You know, Royal Oak gives me all the charcoal I'll ever need. I do a ton of practice cooks. You know, we cook for our sandwich shop, so I deem those as practice cooks. I use our customers as a guinea pigs.
Right.
And, but, you know, it's, you know, like I said, it's a tough, it's a fun road. You're going to have so many experiences out there cooking. You're going to meet so many new people. You know, there's always one or two in the bunch that's going to give you a bad feeling. But I'm going to tell you what, just 99.9% of people I've met out there, I can honestly say is a friend of mine. And, you know, you just got to mix different personalities from people from all over the country. So it's a, you know, it's a life-changing field to get into because of the way the barbecue world works. Is it's just one big extended family anyway, and Daryl backed me up on that. And
yeah,
the more you talk there, the more people see you, the more friends you're going to have. You know, we do these little dinners on Thursday or Friday nights and brings in gobs of people, and you get to meet them. And it's just a good feeling. You could be doing a whole lot worse things out there on weekends than barbecuing. I'd put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been lucky enough that my wife goes to 95% of them. And for the longest time, she was kind of reserve Grand Jan because she'd never been there when I won a grand. And she went with, poor girl, she went with me 13 straight weeks in a row. And I ended up with like two reserves in that bunch, two or three, and, you know, several top five finishes. And she said, well, I'm going to take this weekend off. So she took the weekend off. I went up Union, South Carolina, and took first in People's Choice, first in pork, second in ribs, second in chicken, grand champion. And she's like, son of a bitch. So,
yep.
It was just ironic, you know. And I told her, you really don't want to miss this one.
That's the one, man.
But, you know, anyway, it's but it's stuff like that just makes you laugh. I mean, you just look at, and like Rob from Munchenhauser at Hilton, he said, every contest is a story. And he said, you make out of it what you want. But he said, if you look back, he said, you can remember most of your contests. Every contest has its own story. And he said, it's just another chapter in your life, another chapter in your barbecue book. And, you know, I told him, I said, the best thing somebody could probably do is just make a log of all these contests you go to and just put in, you know, just fill in the facts and everything. And then, you know, 3 years later, you go look at it, you'd just be laughing your ass off at some of the things you've done or people you know have done or the experiences you had. And he said it'd be very rewarding if anybody ever took time to do that. But, you know, like I said, I'd say it's good luck. It's, you know, it sounds like you got in with a good group of guys. And, you know, I didn't have the luxury to work too many people around here that I could, you know, go out cooking with, and, you know, if it works, it works. If not, you've got the tools where, you know, you don't have to start off big. I start off on two green eggs, and
right,
at least 49th in the country last year on two extra large green eggs. So, you know, I switched over to the Southern Q Smokers, the Gravity Feds, and up my game a little bit, and, you know, they've been supportive, and, you know, Scott was QS Sterner Brewing. He's one of the top teams in the country. He's the one who actually builds the smokers. And Tim Thomas from TNT Smoker, he's the one who designs them. So, you know, they've got a really good product and several teams out to use them. And they do very well. Very consistent cooks, I'll put it that way.
Yes, I learned that pretty quick, too. Earlier this year, I bought one of those stick burners.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it was a great cooker. It was a Lang 36.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I was like, man, I can't. There was this one local competition. It wasn't like a, it wasn't sanctioned or nothing, but it just didn't have the capacity that I needed. And you know, being around, you know, the pro cooks like Robert and whatever, I was like, man, these pro cooks got figured out with the Gravity Fed. You can get a couple hours sleep and not be a zombie the next day.
Right.
So I sold the Lang, and now I'm waiting on the stump. So, you know, if I can just be patient, man, that's, it'll slowly, you know, if I can just keep working at it and
like you said, I just lucked out by just meeting some great people, you know. And Robert, and I can't say enough about you know, Melissa and Pete Kustin's class. You know, taught me everything I need to know, and just been practicing what they said, and from there, you know.
Well, I'll be honest with you, you know, Stumps are great cookers. I mean, that's, you know, a lot of gravy threads have been cloned off of those, and, you know, these TNTs are cloned off them, but these TNTs are about a gram cheaper, and they can get them to you within 2 weeks. So, you know, I would definitely look into that. Not pushing it, but I sold one off the back of my trailer 2 weeks ago. I had an orange one, old Smokey. I'm a Tennessee fan, so far, barely hanging on. But had a board that competes come at a smokehouse, Michael Harmon out of Beaufort, and he needed one for his restaurant, and I sold it right off my trailer. And he's been cooking on it, and he's got a FEC 100 he's selling. He's got a Southern Pride he's selling. I mean, he's like, this smoke right here is the brisket smoke ring magician. He said, I've never cooked briskets that good in my life.
He doesn't sell a big old orange Tennessee cooker, did you?
Yeah, I saw
holy orange. Shit, I can't believe it, man.
Well, they get me a, Tim right now is actually building me. I had to go to the Black Magic, you know, my first TNT I got last February, and sold it back up. I won the grand on my black one. I took a grand on my orange one and turned around and sold it and took a grand on my black one. So, I mean, that just shows you right there consistency of them. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're going to give me consistent time. I'm going to tell you another thing, too, is I put my meat on low and slow at like 10 o'clock at night. I don't get up to 4:30 in the morning to check.
Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, sometimes I put it on 9:30, depending on what time I want to get up in the morning. But, you know, my big meats are done by 8 o'clock in the morning. So I'm going to tell you, you know, we were up in, was it Cleveland, Georgia? Yeah, you had barbecue, pit bulls, all these big KCPS teams up there. We had a corner called Southern Q Corner. It was me, Q and Stu and Bruin, Old Plantation, and Georgia Boys. And we took four out of the top six overall positions in that contest. So that just goes to show you the strength of these cookers and the consistent cooks they put out week after week after week. So, and they're coming out. They've got a rear fire box on them now. They're coming out with some with a side fire box like the Stumps. They're going to start making some smaller models, patio models and stuff. But these come with four racks. And I usually use three in a competition. And Scott and Tim are great as far as helping, especially new teams out, what to do, where to put your meats, what to do here, what to do there. Scott's a hot and fast cooker. Tim's low and slow. And they'd be more than happy to tell you how to run that thing. And I would too, Georgia Boys, any of us would, you know, welcome you to family and give you some secrets on how to get going on that thing and run with it. Cause like I said, it's a quality smoker, dude. I'm not kidding you. And it's very well built. And like I said, it's a lot cheaper, and you get a whole lot quicker to start doing your practicing on.
Yeah, the you know, the only way I was able to get into one of those Stumps is they had a Christmas sale or a Black Friday sale or whatever. But I was looking elsewhere. But I just, you know, not being out there enough, that was the one, you know, the one name I kept seeing.
Right.
Yeah, I figured it was worth looking into. You know, I mean, I've won just, you know, some small local stuff. I've won it on the Langs. I've also won it on the little Smoky Mountain too. So it's not, you know, like you said, it's not like one company owns the right to build an awesome smoker, you know?
Right. You know, I agree, you know, Langs are very good offset smokers, but like I said, I got to the point where now, you know, that sleep becomes very important. And, you know, it comes down to when you're building your box and all this other stuff. But, you know, once you put that guru on there, you know, it's going to keep temperature. And then it stops the same way.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you rest easy. You don't have to keep getting up and checking it. You just got to trust it. You do some practice cooks on it because, like I said, when I cook for my wife's sandwich shop, I'll put my meat on at 10 o'clock at night, and I'll put it real slow, and I won't get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'll go out there and wrap it, put it back in, or I'll come home at lunch, and it's done. And so I don't have to sit there and watch the thing and worry about it and all that other stuff. It does what it's supposed to do. And if you get some good Royal Oak charcoal, you won't ever have a problem with it. So,
Yeah, that's the Walmart special around here, and that's I usually the lump. And,
yeah.
Well, that's all they carry too. So I mean, I try the briquettes, but that's all they got the lumps. But yeah, that stick burner, man, it got old pretty quick. I got a 2-year-old too, so even if it's cooking something small on a Saturday afternoon, like, you know, can't be babysitting your smoker when you got to babysit your baby, you know.
Well, another thing, too, with these gravity feds, too, they're so well insulated that the only parts you have to watch out for is the firebox in the back.
Yeah.
But a rest smoker, they can put their hand on it, won't get burned. You know, it's hard to say that with a Lang. You know, once you get that thing up temperature, everything on it's hot as hell. So the insulation these have, you know, that's one less worry you have to worry about, especially with a small kid. But,
yeah.
You know, they're easy to operate, and, you're going to enjoy it, no doubt about it.
Yeah, man. Looking forward to it and appreciating you know, the shows y'all got on. That man, I just listen and just take notes. And if I miss something, I'll get the podcast and listen to it again, man. Y'all are y'all definitely throwing some good nuggets out there.
Well, I just hope we don't talk too much crap. And like I said, I always, you know, the interview with Butcher Barbecue back in July on the 23rd. I highly recommend every listener go back and listen to that. We did an encore one in August. I'm not sure exactly what date. I don't know if it was the 13th or the 20th or something like that, but he came back home. But Butcher Barbecue is one of my sponsors now. And Dave was a great guy. I haven't not met him in person. Talked to him several times, hours on the phone. And he's a great guy, and he really knows his stuff. I'm not kidding you. He knows beef. He knows pork. I mean, it's just unbelievable what kind of information he'll give you. And on that radio show, he gave enough tidbits. I mean, it's really number one show that we've ever had on Barbecue Superstars. And I think we had 240 or 250 archives this past month in November. And that's been 4 months ago. So, you know, it just tells you the strength of that show and what other competitors are willing to give up, you know, to promote barbecue, get people in it, give them some tips, you know, get them pointing in the right direction and let them, you know, run with it and stuff. And, you know, most of the teams out there are going to do it. They're not going to give you trade secrets, but, you know, if you listen to them talk, good thing about going around meeting them and stuff is, yeah, I'll fix putting meat on. Oh, it's 9:30. Okay. You're not really shaking them. I mean, if they didn't want you to know, they wouldn't have told you. So,
right.
It's cooked pretty different. You can give 10 cooks the same recipe, same cook and everything. You have 10 different products.
Right.
So, you know, it depends on however you perceive it, but, you know, kudos for you for getting, you know, smoker and stuff and do some local events. My number one thing is have fun and meet some people, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But if you can't meet people cooking barbecue, then go do something else.
Yeah, man, and another thing is, like, it's hard work, but it's fun. You know what I mean? It's like I'm not looking for another job, but it's not a job, but it's enjoyable. You know, it'll wear you out, but it's still it's good times, you know.
Oh, yeah, I agree. It will wear your ass out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I never cooking with Robert, man. I get him the next day, and I'm like, man, I'm worn out. And all I did was cook barbecue all weekend, you know?
Yeah. You crazy. Think you just – it's kind of hard to sit around watching me cook. Yeah. You know, the setup, the cleaning, the everything is just it's all part of it. It has to be done, and you know, sometimes I'll let my stuff sit out there a day or two before I even want to mess with it. You know, it just gets I really try not to do any more than about four contests in a row. I like to have a break in every now and again. You know, my better half is I've been very blessed. We just celebrated our 13th anniversary Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we celebrated it actually last weekend at the cook-off when we took the grand and the SBN Team of the Year all in the same contest. So we celebrated down in Charleston on everything, and I'm just blessed that she's as forgiving as she is for letting me go do these competitions. And, you know, she's got a lot of friends out there too now. So,
yep.
You know, you can pal out with them. Thursday, well, really Friday nights and Saturday nights, and, you know, have a good time, go out to eat dinner and have a few drinks and sit there and cut up and laugh. And so, you know, it's really good. She's come on a lot more this year than she did last year, so I really like that. It gives me an extra hand, and she knows a good bit about barbecue, too. Actually, it's kind of funny because up in Shelby, I was having issues with some power, and I was getting my generator going and all sort of stuff because, somebody kept blowing fuses in the thing. So there's three of us Southern Q teams right there. So I was the only one with the generator. So I plugged this all in, and hell, we were up and going, you know, in a few minutes. But it was right at the time when we were glazing our, actually wrapping our ribs. And, she was wrapping them, and she knew how to wrap them. But it's the first time I ever saw that card. Yeah. Well, we didn't do that well on ribs, but the first time I got a comment card that says my ribs were gooey, and we're trying to figure out what that meant. And I even told Munchie and Hogg with the Hilton, they cracked up. I said, I don't think I've ever heard that one. So, you know, that's one of them stories. You sit back and laugh. What the hell is gooey? I mean, what do you mean gooey? We couldn't figure it out. So anyway, so it's been a joke between me and my wife. I said, don't make them too gooey this time. So, we have a lot of fun. Like I said, it's a lot of work. We have a lot of fun, and, you know, it's just, you know, being together is the biggest thing. So, but just remember that, you know, it's not everything, but it is something. And,
Man, it's,
Are y'all going to be doing some FBAs or KCBS, or what are y'all going to be doing?
I would assume probably some FBA. There are some good KCBS events around here. Amelia Island.
Right.
I think Lakeland Pig Fest.
Yep.
There's definitely some couple that could come through, but a lot of that close stuff is FBA. So, I tell you what, that's closer the better, you know?
Well, like I say, you know, me being here in Augusta, Georgia, yeah, we can hit South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia 3.5 hours, so we can do any contest we want. And,
right.
Again, we're kind of in the center for that because, you know, I think we figured out if I wanted to, I could do like 36 or 37 contests within that span on different weekends, but you know, we just kind of pick and choose which ones we want to do. There's some we'll do every year. Tron's a good one, Boss Hog's a good one, Union's a good one for us, Lawrence, you know, the Lions, there's, you know, 8 or 10 that we're going to definitely do every year if we can, you know, if we're able to.
Yeah.
And so you get those events that you really like, whether it's the setting or the teams that show up or whatever, you know, then you stick with those and you move on out. But Florida Barbecue Association is a really good team down there. I mean, there's nothing left about it. They did very well in the national, Sam's Nationals and all that stuff. So, you know, like I said, Brad Kay, a good friend of mine, he lives about 30 miles from me, I guess out in BFE, but he's going to be doing a lot of them too. And he'll also be go down to Perry and do one with him but in a couple weeks, but we'll have to wait and see.
I'll be out there, man.
It will be, if I'm cooking with him, it'll be under Lang Smokers. But either way, just go over and talk to Brad. He's a good guy. He won't bite you, he may nibble, but He's a really good. He's just stay away from his margarita machine. Don't leave Kanye into the.
tonight.
Apple pie and a margarita machine is not a good mix. Nothing good comes out of that.
Yeah,
so,
he just won down south a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he's a really good cook. I've cooked against him several times, and he was kind of wanting me to cook good, and maybe cook big meat for him, cook the chicken and ribs, because he's really good in that, and I've been hitting pretty good on my big meats, and you know, we're friends. He buys all his wood from me for his laying. Yeah, I got a wood yard up there. I was flying with hickory, and I think he started cooking on some pecan here lately, and then, of course, oak. But, you know, I don't know what FBAs I can do this next year or whatever. I would like to incorporate a few more of those. But, like I said, you know, KCBS and SPN are my two biggest sanctioning bodies. I do a couple of SCBAs because they're, you know, 20, 25 miles away. And I'll do those if I ain't doing nothing else. But you know, it's going to be an interesting year this next year. We'll see how it goes. And like I said, good luck this year. And hopefully, if I make it down to the FBA, look us up. If nothing else, look Brad up from Lane Smokers. You know, he'll be out there and, you know, go and say hi. He'll be glad to meet you.
Yeah, most definitely, man. I'll just be cooking wherever where Robert's cooking, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, he doesn't do, you know, too many events, probably, you know, six to eight a year, but, you know, a handful of FBA, a couple KCBS, but, yeah, I'll go find Brad.
Yeah, give him a shout-out, man. He was on here earlier, wasn't he, Daryl?
Yeah, he's hanging out with us, and BK is looking more toward the FBA this year, so if he's down in your neck of the woods, one thing about BK is he competes in them all, and he don't mind showing you nothing. If you need help on anything, he'll always give you a way in, and then you can kind of figure out your own way from there.
Yeah, another thing too, if you really want to learn some techniques and stuff, if you fill around on Barbecue Superstars website, Daryl
right.
puts out a lot of videos of people doing their meat preps and all this other stuff. Go down there and pick and choose some and just look at them and see the differences, see the similarities and everything, and pick out what you need. Because I'm going to tell you what, you can learn a lot by watching these videos. And, I try to get some of the guys on my show to kind of get some little hints here and there on, you know, little tips for cooking certain meats and stuff. So,
yeah,
you know, just check them out. Don't ever be closed-minded. Once that mind closes, man, you're done. So, you know, and even Rob from Munchin' Hogs at Hilton, he was on here Monday, and, you know, he's an executive chef. He's been doing this stuff for eons, and, you know, he said, you know what? He said, you get closed-minded, you're screwed, because he said, I come over here to Georgia, I got my butt kicked. And he's just working the last four or five contests, you know, between North Carolina and Georgia, so... He said, several teams around here give me some pointers. Nah, that's not really good for this area. You need to lean towards this. And he said, so, you know, he said he kind of figured some of the flavor profile out. Well, you know, he won Granite National Barbecue Cup. But if you look at it, there's seven or eight Georgia teams in the top 10, too. So,
right.
You know, he got away with one. And, you know, if he gets this one up there in Calhoun, he'll solidify that. You know, there's different flavor profiles, but I think north and south, there's not as much. East or west, there's a big difference in flavor profiles.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, don't ever close that mind and just keep it open. And, you know, you're never old too old to learn. You're never too good to learn.
Heck no. That site is awesome. His YouTube page, you know, his regular Barbecue Superstars page, that's That's some good stuff.
Yeah, we'll feed you a lot of crap every now and then, but, you know, every once in a while we'll tell you.
Yeah.
The flying hog, and we'll throw one out every now and then. But
I tell you what, he's got a couple of videos, and this is the first person to ever teach me about competition barbecue. Dude lived around here, was nice enough to just let me come over and just ask him a couple questions. Keith Hall. Y'all know, y'all remember him?
Yeah, he passed on. I love Keith.
Yeah. Back in May, and lived around the corner. Didn't know me at all. I sent him an email. Like, hey man, I noticed you're doing a lot of competition stuff, and I'm trying to figure it out myself too. Nice enough to invite me over, and Daryl's got some great videos of him, which I appreciate him filming all that stuff and putting that kind of stuff out there. That's good stuff.
You know what's funny is one thing that's happening now is I'm cataloging so many teams that when one of them pass away, I've probably got the only footage of them ever in barbecue. And Keith Hall's one that he called him on the radio show. We did some videos with him, and he was so funny. He was just a fun-loving, good guy. And one thing that really hit when he passed on was that, you know, when I was in the moment at Tallahassee and I was shooting his chicken and rib prep, I didn't realize what it meant. And then after he passed on, we did I'm planning on going to Perry, Florida. We did just a fun, laughable, he's cracking a lot of jokes video down in Perry. And then when he passed on, it just seemed like them videos meant so much. Because, you know, one thing about Keith Hall, now Keith Hall was a huge, fantastic barbecue cook, and he competed at FBA, KCBS, NBN, and we were at an NBN comp. He was doing anything but. He had some chicken. He did thighs, and I'll never forget. I was hanging up there with Dana Hillis, and I walked down, and Keith was with another team, and he said, I can't, you know, really shoot nothing with you right now because this other team is real serious, and they don't want any, you know, interruptions or anything. So after they got their hog and their shoulders and stuff on, he came back up, and, you know, I was thinking about that today. He had a thigh there. I'll never forget it. It was bright red, and it was so shiny, I seen myself in it. And he told me, he said, here, take a bite of this. How do you think I got this ready? And to date, you know, I've been in a lot of trailers. I've shot a lot of video. I have never seen a thigh that was as shiny, as bright red, and had the speckles of pepper on it that Keith Hall cooked and gave me that day. And, you know, in the halls and the annals of the greatest barbecues ever, Keith Hall never got a lot of accolades, but he was a great barbecue guy. He was a good friend. And for wherever you're at tonight, Keith, we want you to know for Barbecue Superstars that we love you. We miss you. And maybe when I get on the other side, we can eat some barbecue together.
Yeah, very, very thankful that I ran into him. I did not know him long, but for the short time I knew him, man, I never met anybody had a bigger impact on your life, you know?
Yeah, he was a good guy. And you know what else? I think he's the first one I ever did any real barbecue prep with me. And I walked up to Tallahassee and, sure, man, you got his chicken out and you started prepping chicken with me.
Yep. And if you watch that video, man, he runs through the whole thing. He preps the whole thing. So,
you know something else? You don't realize what kind of points of detail he's making. I was new to it, you know, and now that I've got school and hung around with Jim Bird some and some of these other guys, every little point, you know, when you're doing barbecue prep, everything they do makes a huge difference in the final cook. And, he opened it up to me, and we love him so much. And I really hate he passed on. I don't know what happened or what, but he called into the radio a few times. And you got everybody laughing so hard we couldn't do the show. I'll never forget that.
That's cute, man.
I was sitting over there, and you know what was funny? He kept coming out with these one-liners, and we'd be all right for a minute, and then here he'd come again, and everybody get to laughing. And Jim, you know, out there on the competition floor, I mean, that's what you mean, is people who, they just make the difference in the day, don't they?
Yeah, it reminds me of Bob Roberts, him and Steve Singer smoked this. Bob Roberts is, of course, Two Old Men and Grill. They'd have you rolling from 1 minute to the next. Like you said, he'd throw out one-liners and just catch you off guard. And little innuendos and all this other stuff. And, I mean, it's hilarious. And they run as country as they can get. And, you know, but they're all having fun. You know, that's mm-hmm. the main thing. One of them's having fun. And, you know, just don't lose sight of that and everything will be all right.
Well,
yeah,
it's about 10:30 and it's night before Christmas Eve. And, Jim, we appreciate you holding on with us. And 904-673, we appreciate everything you've brought in the last 30 minutes here. And, you know, from Barbecue Superstars to everybody out there, it's been a magic ride. You know, I've worked hard, but it's all been worth it. And, you know, I don't know what I can say to everybody, but if you're a barbecue team or a caterer or a restaurant owner, by God, if you're in the backyard and you're cooking backyard barbecue, Barbecue Superstars supports you and everything you do. And you are. Now, Daryl Mask and Barbecue Superstars is not the superstar. And you could knock that off. My little cartoon's up in the corner, folks. But you're down there in the highlight reel. And it's not about me. It's about you. And, you know, if you're out there cooking barbecue, guess what? Old Daryl loves you. And we're going to put you on here. And, you know, I just want to make a shout-out to Budweiser, Ford, Coca-Cola. Quit playing around and get on in here, because I'm going to tell you something. You get these teams in here behind your company. You know, you can go NASCAR, you can go NFL football if you want. There ain't a daggone person going to walk up on a site where they're competing and be able to talk to the individual players or the team, but in barbecue. And the only person that puts you in touch with those people is Barbecue Superstars, because you know what? We're all about them, and we're all about you, and we're not about the people who are lording over them to take the publicity that they're producing. Because you know what? Just like the American worker and the American company, the small business company, they're the engine that's running our economy. And these barbecue teams, folks, are changing the world. Now, if you're out there this weekend, you got an inkling to cook some barbecue on Thanksgiving Day, go down to the cul-de-sac of your community and get your neighbors. Go knock on your neighbor's door. Tell them that, hey, let's cook a barbecue. Now, they might not want to go out there the first minute, but I'm going to tell you something. You get that blue smoke rolling and that little smell comes in through that door, they're going to be sitting in their living room saying, hey, did you smell that? And they're going to say, yeah, I smell that. Say, what's going on? They're going to look down the cul-de-sac. You're going to have that Weber grill, that Lang smoker, or that Southern Q smoker, or that Deep South smoker out there. They're going to say, dang, I don't know what he's doing in that cul-de-sac, but I think we need to go check it out. And next thing you know, your whole community will come together. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. The number one thing we need to do in this nation called America is we need to knock on our neighbor's door and find out who they are. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you, everybody in this country is good. And if you go out and talk to them, and we get back to the old America in the 50s, where you knew who your neighbor was, you knew who their kids were, you knew what they were sort of doing, and we get back to knowing each other, we can bring ourselves back to the golden 50s, where you know what? In the 50s, we went through the World War II, we came out, we had a little baby boomer money, and we got real. We had these nice cars, we had our nice houses, and we all knew each other. And that's what I'm wanting to do with Barbecue Superstars, is to bring it back where we all begin to talk, eat, work, live together, and know each other. Don't let CNN and MSNBC and Fox News run our lives. Let barbecue, family, friends, and fellowship run our lives. Because you know what? We are this country. They are just on top of us. And that's what it's all about. So we're going to end it off. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And folks, get out there and tell your family, your brother, your sister, your mom, your cousin, people that you have not talked to in 20 years, I'm asking everybody that might get in the sound of my voice tonight, please call that person and let's break down the walls that separate our family. You know what? We all the same joke. There was this guy when I was in airborne school named Somebody Hotta Joe. He had 13 letters in his name. I'll never forget it. And the platoon sergeant come out, and he was trying to call the roll. He didn't know who Somebody Hotta Joe's name was, so he just called him Joe. And when he ran up, he was a Somalian, Fiji-looking guy. That son of a gun could do flips. And when they told him to do push-ups, he jumped up in his air. He jumped up in the air. His hand touched the ground before his feet. It was so fun to watch. Somebody Hotta Joe. But you know what? He was an American equal with every single one of us. And that boy worked his ass off in the airborne school at Fort Benning, Georgia. You know what? We're all Americans. You know what? Go out and talk to your neighbor. If he don't talk to you, guess what? Just keep right on moving and knock on the next one. There's a lot of neighbors out there who do want to talk to you. And you know what? We want to be an American community just like we're a barbecue community. And this past weekend, we went to the National Barbecue Cup. And, you know, I had the absolute best time I ever had. I was up there with Barbecue. I was down there with Lang. I was down there with the Georgia boys. I went and ate a big plate on Friday night at Georgia boys. And, hey, Georgia boys, hell yeah, and good job. And Georgia boys, hell yeah. And, folks, that is what America is all about. And I love every one of you. And you know what? It's just like FDR said, when we do business like we're criminals, everybody loses. So be fair to your local businessman. Be fair in your individual business with other people. Because, you know, as sure as the Bible says, the wisdom of this world is foolishness. And when you treat your brother badly, badly comes to all of us. And if you look at the stock market, those people have acted badly, and we all have suffered badly. But if we act honestly, as honest Americans we are, we will all prosper goodly. You know, the Bible rules still work. This is a Bible holiday. And I just want everybody out there to know I love you. I really mean that. And I'm doing all this stuff I'm doing because I support every single one of you people out there. So we're going to end it off with a little Mariah Carey tonight. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And tomorrow, let tomorrow be about one thing, and that is love for your family. And if you don't love your family, then no one will ever love you. This is Daryl from Barbecue Superstars. We're going to play it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mariah Carey.
magic night. It is a magic night on Barbecue Superstars. And this has been a Barbecue Superstars Network production. Happy Thanksgiving and a happy Christmas. And, Merry Christmas and a happy New Year. We love every one of you. Have a good time. We at Barbecue Superstars are out.